The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Trane Heating and Air Conditioning.
Matt's no longer our football coach, and so now my energy and my concern is not about Matt. It's about who our next head coach is. I'm not going to talk about, you know, any candidates whatsoever, and nor timelines. The next time I address the media and Baylor Nation will be to introduce our next head coach. You know, it doesn't surprise me that Joey McGuire has had people, including current players, etc., reach out on his behalf. There is always going to be an internal candidate that people are going to want and push. By title, associate head coach, you know, he's the natural guy. I named him interim head coach. And so right now he's handling and will handle the day-to-day stuff till we name the new head coach.
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas. Here's David Smoak and Paul Catalina.
All right, here we go. This 3 o'clock hour. Paul Catalina is a part of the show in a different way today. He's actually in Frisco at the Star for the Mike McCarthy press conference, introducing him as the head coach of the Cowboys, replacing Jason Garrett. So Paul is there. We're not going to play the whole thing. In fact, there's a couple of press conferences. Matt Rhule this morning introduced as the head coach at Carolina. Garrett took part of that, and we'll hear from some of Matt Rhule's introduction in Charlotte. Now, I know some of you don't want to hear from him. All right, that's fine. So during that time, you can go listen to something else, or maybe go listen to one of our podcasts. But I am ready. I'm going to go maybe one more day where Matt Rhule's a part of the discussion, and there will be times down the road when we discuss that too. And then you move on. It's like he's moved on to Carolina. We'll move on as well. I had a great media coach relationship with him. The accessibility was amazing. And I always appreciated that. Taylor Bryan had a lot to do with that as well, the athletic communications for football. So we have part of Matt Rhule being introduced. He did bring up Baylor. And again, some of you don't want to hear that. And I get that because you're kind of scorned or you're kind of, you know, you're frustrated or you feel like he might have not always been honest with you. I don't think, and this is my opinion, I don't think he ever purposely lied to anybody. I think Matt Rhule, I think what happened the last couple of weeks, there started to become some interest, but he had always had that interest. And I think Carolina blew his doors off. So it's as much Carolina as it was Matt Rhule. And as he said, he feels like his work is done. He move on. We will also, of course, continue to discuss the coaching search. It's effective immediately. Really almost started maybe even a day or two or three, even a week ago for Mac Rhodes when there was the speculation coming around about the NFL. And here we go again. You know what? I got to say this. I want to say this as well. I thoroughly enjoyed every minute that I had a chance to visit and interview Matt Rhule. But that's been the case about everybody. Some coaches would give me 3 minutes. Some might give me, and he at times, remember, gave us 18 or 20. Unheard of. I don't think he ever came out and just said, I don't think he ever, like, tried to purposely, like, fool you. I know I've seen some of that the last 24 to maybe not even 24 to 48 hours, but the last 6 or 7 days. But it's everything, but the sun came up this morning. It came up. Some of you may not know that because you're still kind of covered up. I'm going to say this, though. I'm relieved by this. You know, here Mac Rhodes, Garrett Ross producing the show. Garrett, remember what Mac Rhodes said, that he's at peace?
Yeah, he's at peace.
And I don't need to be. It's nothing to do with me and any peace. I'm relieved by this because I'm not a fan of Baylor. I cover Baylor, and I try to do it with everything in my body as far as how can we cover it. And yesterday when the news broke about 9 or 10, I was like, okay, one, we have to at least reach out to Mac Rhodes. He was going to be on the show anyway, but I knew that he was out of town, and we'll have to try to reach out and see if Matt Rhule's available, and when would that be official enough for us to be able to have him. And then, okay, now who covers Carolina? And then on top of that, there's other things going on in the world, like Baylor men's basketball. What a win last night in Lubbock. And then, of course, even the Cowboys and the Mike McCarthy introduction of what is going on today. Jerry right now is speaking, and along with Stephen Jones and Mike McCarthy at the podium. Paul is there for us, and he'll peel off several things and send it to us, and we'll have that for you as soon as we possibly can. But I'm at peace with it. Mac Rhodes said he's at peace with it. I'm not at peace with anything on that, but I'm relieved. You know what I want Baylor to be able to do? You watched the men's basketball team last night, Garrett?
Yeah, I watched the second half of it.
They had a scratch and claw. I mean, it was not at times pretty. Mm-hmm. It was by no means Mona Lisa. And then again, sometimes people can look at Mona Lisa and go, man, she's not very pretty. It was a win in Lubbock against a team that's really good and a great coach in Chris Beard, who has great respect for Scott Drew. And when I saw Baylor move up to number four in the rankings, the first thing I always do is not look at who's ahead of them or who's behind them. Who do they play next? Because sometimes you move into the top 25 and then you're playing at Kansas. Gone. Or in football, you move into the top 10 and then you're playing like Alabama. Gone. Mm-hmm. Unless you're like someone like Clemson or LSU this year. And, of course, they didn't play Clemson this year. So I looked at Baylor moving to number four. They've been number one before. Remember, this is now more of the norm than it is the exception. And I saw at Texas Tech and then at Kansas, I said, hell, by next week, they may be out of the top 10. And they went to Lubbock and won. Now, Tech's trying to figure themselves out in some ways, but they can damn sure shoot it. And they play good defense, and they'll make the game ugly. And they won under, it's sold out. They won the game, and they had times when it looked like they were about to buckle, and they made the play. There was a play when Meyer,
yeah,
when he took a shot, I was like, what the hell are you doing? And yet he hit a huge three a little bit before that. There were a couple of times when Devontae Bandu, the clock is more important than points. I mean, you never want to not score, but they had the lead, like one and two possession lead, and the ball, you don't need to score. And he kind of rushed it and turned it over, had an offensive foul. They didn't shoot free throws well, but neither did Tech. You know what? It was a great win on the road.
I think it was a game that any other year they would have lost. In those situations, they weren't able to handle it. And like you were mentioning, Bandu, I mean, he I don't know what it is for players in that moment. At times, you just get overexcited, and it's like you blank out and you forget what you're doing.
Yeah, you get a little bit, you hyperventilate, or you get ahead of yourself. Instead of, like I heard Craig and Q discussing this a minute ago in Unnecessary Roughness, that there was a point when Mark Vidal got a rebound and he was on his way down the court and he realized, oh, hell,
yeah,
they're going to need to foul me, and I'm not a good free throw shooter. I need to give this up to somebody else who is. And he gave up the ball.
Yeah, that's smart basketball. And like you said, in that moment, he owned that moment. And Baylor last night went in, I thought it was unique because the previous week, no road team won in the Big 12. It was all home teams. And they go into a ruckus environment. I think it shows that the schedule that Drew has put together, they've been in this moment. And
Villanova?
Nova, Arizona.
Butler Washington. On the road in a neutral site, but lose to Washington, but it's down to the wire.
And I just think that they've seen everything that you can be thrown at them right at this, by this point, you know, by the competition you played, a lot of those games were on the road. And even the home game with Arizona was essentially a road game because of the crowd.
Yeah.
So I just think that that's different. And there's something about this team. They just have a special chemistry and they understand the game.
It was like 20-17 at halftime or something like that. Yeah. A very low scoring game. And they win the game, period. And there were times when it looked like Tech was one more possession away from someone hitting a three and Baylor turning it over. And they found a way. Great win for Scott Drew and Baylor. They'll remain number four at least the rest of the week because the poll doesn't change till next weekend or Monday. They do have the game at Kansas coming up. And, of course, the women's, we'll hear from Kim Mulkey. They're on their way. On the way. And they'll play in stores against UConn, number one ranked UConn at 12-0, Baylor 11-1. But Lauren Cox is a shell of herself right now because of, I don't know if it's cardio or because of what, her fitness. I don't know. You know, I know she had struggles, but you know, with the foot. But she's got that's another 2 or 3 weeks down the road for her to be in basketball shape. So they might take a couple of maybe a lump or two until then. Obviously, tomorrow night I think they will at UConn.
Yeah, and I mean it's going to take a while for anybody because being in the shape of being a basketball shape are two totally different things.
Oh, I know.
And for her to have a leg injury, she obviously wasn't able to get in the reps and the time to be acclimated to basketball shape, but. Yeah, I mean, if they go on the road and they lose to UConn, it's not the end of the world. Of course, you want to go and get that dub, but at the same time, it's going to show you where you're at.
Okay.
You'll have plenty of time to adjust.
All right, so here's what we have. at 3:30 today. Is it today? I'm sorry. At 4 o'clock today, Sam Tecklenburg, former Baylor offensive lineman, will join us. Right before that, I just got confirmation. Former Mejia head coach Frank Sandoval is now on his way to West Mesquite. And the first thing I thought about, well, we'll get him on. But then he loves Joey McGuire. And we know that he's one of the names that will be in the mix, at least, with what Mac Rhodes is looking at. And what Mac Rhodes, there's a lot of people, bunch of people. All the players seem to want this. And a lot of other outside, I guess you could say, suggestions that want Joey McGuire to be the next man up. And listen, for me, selfishly, that would be great because I've known Joey for quite some time and have had great, great interviews with him because of him, not me. And I remember last year before they played in the Texas Bowl at the team hotel, I had a chance to visit with Joey. And it's like, again, 10 or 12 minutes of greatness. And it's all because of his passion. And he's kind of got that same thing, and he learned it a rule the last 3 years. So Frank Sandoval at 3:45 on his new job, leaving Mejia, but also, again, maybe one more note, one more little notch in the belt on Joey McGuire. Bryce Cherry, Waco Trib at 4:30. His thoughts about all the news from the last 24 hours. Again, Mike McCarthy still speaking. He's answering questions now at the press conference. Paul is there at the Star. We'll have that as soon as we get it. And let me see here. Oh, Matt Rhule introduced at Carolina, part of that. And so here we go. It's 3:13. Here's what I'd like to do to start the day. And again, the McCarthy press conference is going to go a while. And if you are watching it or you're following any quotes of it on any social media and you'd like to discuss what he's saying, that's fine. The Cowboys are going to make some changes within their coaching staff. I saw, what was it, yesterday we had a guest on that mentioned Chris Richard's gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know a lot of people fell in love with him because of his passion. I also want to know, that never really materialized. He and Rod Marinelli are gone. There's going to be changes. Don't get attached to coaches. They surely, we've heard and learned, they don't get attached to you. So quite a bit on Mike McCarthy. Okay, here we go. Here's the number to call, 254-662-1660. Two or three topics immediately. What's your next day after? Are you still kind of wallowing around and Matt Rhule leaving? Or are you ready to go, hey, who's next? Number two, how about Baylor men's basketball winning in Lubbock, the women at UConn, and Mike McCarthy, the new coach? We've known that on McCarthy for a couple of days, but now he's being introduced. 3:14, this is ESPN Central Texas.
Hi, this is Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. When was the last time you experienced an adventure that took your breath away? Well, the time is now. Holland American Line and Alan Samuels House of Travel proudly present On Stage Alaska, an exhilarating live performance and stunning visual presentation. You'll discover all the great land has to offer. Towering mountains, ice age glaciers, abundant wildlife, dog sledding, gold panning, and so much more. All in the hands of Alaska's oldest and most respected cruise line company, Holland American Line. On Stage Alaska, here for a one-night presentation, Tuesday, January 14th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m., presentation at 6:30. Don't miss this refreshingly different travel show or the opportunity for all the special bonus travel benefits that we will offer. On Stage Alaska. Call Alan Samuels House of Travel today for any questions and to RSVP. 254-776-2560, and we hope to see you there.
Learn strategies for building wealth and financial success in retirement. Plan well, retire well, live well. Tune in Saturdays at 8 a.m. for the Lovett Financial Show or visit Lovett Financial for a complimentary financial review.
Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments, the big, the small, and the everyday, helping customers manage the financial risk of everyday life and successfully recover from any insured loss through prompt, professional, and personal service based on high ethical standards and fairness. And J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance 8 consecutive years for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, txfv-ins.com.
StarTex Propane for all your propane and propane accessories in 20 counties with service to residential and commercial customers for over 45 years and is one of the largest independently owned propane companies in Texas. Refill your propane tank, stop by, or have it delivered. If you're tailgating, hunting, fishing, and camping, thank StarTex Propane. Looking for barbecue grills, outdoor kitchen, turkey cookers, space heaters, how about cast iron pots, pans, and more? StarTex Propane has everything you need. Check them out online, StarTexPropane.com, Facebook, or 7 952-6571.
Since studies show more and more people use their mobile devices to conduct banking business, Community Bank and Trust is keeping pace with the latest technology. Both commercial and personal customers can make mobile deposits. With our responsive mobile app, you can complete any banking task right from your phone. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking. Anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964, Gloff Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton, where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. Mike McCarthy's introductory press conference as Cowboys head coach is going on right now. He has already started to put together his coaching staff. According to sources, Kellen Moore stays put as offensive coordinator. Play calling duties to be determined. John Fossil comes from the Rams as special teams coordinator, and Jim Tomsula is expected to be the new defensive line coach. Free agent catcher Robinson Chirinos and the Rangers have agreed to a one-year $6.75 million deal, reuniting the two sides after Chirinos spent last year in Houston. And tonight, all three Texas NBA teams in action. Spurs versus Celtics, Mavericks host the Nuggets, and the Rockets take on the Hawks in Atlanta.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Really do appreciate Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services, that you just heard. What they've done with all of what we do with the copier machines is phenomenal. All right, Mike McCarthy's press conference is going on. He finished his early on his discussion, and now there are questions from the media. Right now, Jerry's talking, and I would rather, of course, this could take a while, but I was really hoping we'd hit this live. Once McCarthy was asking or answering a question, we might be able to do that if Jerry will defer to Mike McCarthy, which we know that may not happen. But Paul is there for us, and we can't wait to hear from some of the stuff he sends back to us. One of the things Mike McCarthy has said recently, there's a lot of things in football today that have already been done before. We're all trying to stay one step ahead of the opponent. We're not really innovating. It's evolution. And that's what's keeping us, that's what we're trying to keep our eyes on, is evolution. That's a very good point. It's not, there aren't very many things you can ever do new, although on occasion, you know, you might see something. It's all about evolution, not so much innovation.
Do you think, like right now, from my perception, looking at this, is the NFC East as a whole seems better with these hires than it did previously? Like going into last year and even in general, you have, okay, Jay Gruden's your coach here, and Jason
Garrett, just Firmer, seems, yeah. Fritz Schirmer. Yeah, no.
It just seems better.
McCarthy's better than what Dallas had. You would think Rivera's much better than what Washington had. I don't know about the Giants, this Judge guy. I don't know much about him. I know he's attached to the Patriots, whatever. He also won national titles, I think, was on staff in college. And Doug Peterson's back another year. He's the only one left in a division. And when you have a division that was that inept, you're going to see changes. Just like in college, you see a conference that goes through some struggles. I mean, the Big 12 has had attrition, some of it because of, well, Matt Rhule goes to the NFL, and some of it's because people have been fired. Or in the case of Oklahoma, Stoops retired and Lincoln Riley took over. All right, it's 3:20. I'm going to look at the text line in just a moment. Let's go back. This is going to go to the Cowboys press conference again. Paul is there. We'll have much more from him, but let's just kind of drop in and see what's going on.
Brett and Aaron, what do you see in the situation that you're inheriting with Dak Prescott?
Well, I'm excited about the opportunity to work with Dak. I think what he's done so far is very impressive. I think like a lot of us in the league, you watch people from afar, but when you have a chance to watch a player live, and I can recall his rookie year when we played him there in Green Bay. So I've always been impressed with him. You're going to be able to run the whole offense and then some. So And I think he has an incredible foundation to build off of. And our offensive system will be built around making the quarterback successful. That's the way I've learned it, and it's the way I believe you play offense. So we have a great one there to work with.
Mike, right here in front of you. What's the benefit of coming from a place like Green Bay where Lombardi, Holmgren win Super Bowls to come here, Landry, Jimmy Johnson winning Super Bowls, that you know the pressures that come with the job?
Well, I think it just plays to your experience. So I could recall when I first got the job in Green Bay, you know, driving in to the stadium, and it, you had statues of Curly Lambeau and Lombardi in the front. So after about the fifth day, I started going through the back door. I just don't want to look at it anymore. So I'm just kidding. It's a great experience that I could obviously draw from. And because you have the same thing here, you look at the great coaches that have been there, you know, the Super Bowl champions, all the Hall of Fame players, you know, you look at the great quarterback play here. So there's a lot of similarities that I feel that I can, you know, use in this particular situation. But I mean, this is the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think you have to say anything more than that. And I'm just telling you, I am honored to be the steward of this iconic franchise. And I told Jerry this in the interview that I will, you know, take care of that honor and privilege and that responsibility, because I understand it and I know what it takes.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to Texas. You spoke about the quarterback being a linchpin of your offensive system. How do you plan to use your running back, Ezekiel Elliott? And Jerry was frustrated with special teams play this past season. In your mastermind with the other coaches you had this year, how do you plan to attack special teams here as a head coach?
Well, I think, you know, first off, with Zeke, he's going to get the football. I mean, let's not make no mistake about that. I think you have to, you know, clearly understand it. When you say the offense is going to make the quarterback successful, the best way to make him successful is a great run game. So we clearly understand what we have here and how we could build off of that. And special teams and all those things, you know, I've had an opportunity to do my own evaluation. I'll have an opportunity to visit with some of the coaches on the current staff. And, you know, those evaluations will play into, you know, the direction we go with the coaching staff. So special teams will be a priority here.
Mike, you talked about what your goals were for yourself last year. Could you amplify a little bit more on how you're different after that year off?
How am I different? I think the only real thing is my experience has grown. You know, I've had a chance to grow personally and professionally. I've had a chance to really catch my breath, you know, having great time with my beautiful wife, Jessica, and our family. I do things I've never done before. You know, I was on a boat in August. I mean, that's never happened before. But just to do things like that, personally it was great. I just had great quality time just to, you know, to take your, you know, take our two little girls to school, you know, a lot of the time. I just really enjoyed that. But the football part of it, really, when you don't have to play on Sundays and you can sit there and watch games and take it in as a fan, you know, obviously you appreciate it. But just to be able to watch, not only watch cut-ups and watch video, I spent a lot of time going back and you know, putting together my first talk to the football team, the first talk to football operations. And we spent a bunch of time on the analytics approach, just, you know, what's out there and, you know, what can you use and, you know, put together, you know, an organizational chart for, you know, football technology department. So I really took an A through Z approach as a head coach and had a chance to go back and clean things up. And whether I liked the way we did it the first time, then, you know, we'll just clean that one up. If not, we'll change and adjust and just get it ready. So yeah, it was a great experience. I recommend it if anybody's ever in that situation, because I personally got a lot out of it.
All right, that's Cowboys head football coach Mike McCarthy mentioned that what he was able to do, and you think about coaches and their schedule, and especially during once they get a break from the last whatever is it, a mini camp, whatever they call it now, mm-hmm. until training camp begins. And then once training camp begins, they're done. They're toast. Even a bye week. And then he was on a boat in August somewhere. He said that has never happened before. You have to probably do some things that he never gets to do. And, you know, it's not because he would rather have been coaching football. But there are times when you think about what people do, whether it's you or me or Mike McCarthy, there are certain things because of my profession, because of Garrett being in this profession, because of the profession itself of media, where there's a lot of things we never get to do. That doesn't mean we don't get to be a part of some great events, get to go cover many things. Heck, we just spent time in New Orleans, which was kind of for some, not so much as much for me, but it was a leisure trip as well, along with covering the game. But it's in New Orleans, so you know you get to have a decent time. But our weekends are shot.
Yeah.
Mainly, not all the time, but there are very few and far between where you're on Friday at 5 or 6, you get to go home and you're done for the rest of the weekend, and you don't come back again until maybe Saturday. Plus, everything, like we're not emergency room doctors important in any way, but we're on call all the time. So, I mean, yesterday was a great example. I'm sitting there finishing up a workout. I look at my phone, and it's like all hell had broken loose. And I was like, oh, my God, what was going to be, I hope, a day to kind of just go about my business. And next thing you know, we're trying to plan a coverage for Matt Rhule leaving for Carolina. Speaking of which, we'll have that in a moment. Also today, we heard a little bit from Mike McCarthy, new Cowboys coach, and Paul Catalina will send us more in just a little bit as well. Let me see here. This is on the text line. I just got this from the 254. Smokey, something has caught my eye, and I thought it was going through. Who is the transfer portal? You see only two Baylor players, a freshman, and if I'm not mistaken, they were there before the coaching change. Another sign of commitment and buy-in. No, that doesn't mean that based on what Mac Rhodes does and his methodical process, very tedious, break it down, who's the next best fit? Not the most popular, not the one he knows the best, not the one the players know the best, and that could be all of the above, but the next head coach. There would possibly be some attrition. Just because players, young men, you know, you get upset. Sometimes it may be your job and somebody leaves, or he's a CEO or just a manager, whatever. You could see some of that if, in fact, this transition doesn't go well. But it seems like, and thanks to the 254-717, it, you know, the players, they kind of know this is, you know, Matt Rhule's where he needs to be. And they're ready to kind of continue on with what he built. And they, by the way, they built too.
I think it's unique in this situation is there's no panic. There doesn't seem to be like a sense of panic throughout the program at all. Everybody
like there
seems to
was
be
in May of 2016.
Exactly.
When not only was there this massive like Armageddon, there was absolute, what the hell are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to be retained? Even and then, of course, all the assistants were dead men walking. And at times they went about their business knowing that, you know.
I think the only time you're going to see maybe, I don't know if backlash would even be the right word, is in February when it's that next recruiting cycle comes to see what they're able to do at that point. But I think everybody that they have set in place right now is probably going to stick around, you know, other than the ones who have the option to go to the league.
Yeah. No, yeah. There's, you know, again, we saw the report, Nick Canizales, Channel 6, mentioned that most likely a source had told him that now with Rhule leaving, James Lynch would leave. And I understand that. And I'm still not so sure. You know, if Rhule would have come back, then Lynch probably would have come back. And you know what? It's a business decision for him now, too. And a personal decision. Yeah. One thing Mike McCarthy did mention, and we'll hear again more as Paul sends it to us. Right now he's just recording it, is that Mike McCarthy said everything's going to center around, basically paraphrasing, everything is going to center around Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I mean, he's got plenty of experience working with quarterbacks, and he knows how to work with that. He's going to be able to get the most out of him at all times, and it's going to be interesting to see how he grows and who else he brings in to help mold him.
Carl Campbell, who had brought up a couple of things with me, he was always a big Matt Rhule fan before most of you knew who he was, mentioned Joe Moorhead. Wasn't he just fired at Mississippi State?
Yes.
I don't know. I think that it will be difficult. First of all, not only does Mac Rhodes, first of all, thing yes is find the right fit. And yes, it would be nice to find the next Kim Mulkey or Scott Drew. No question. And you appreciate those even more when they continue to win. And obviously, Mulkey has national titles and Drew is trying to find that Final Four. But lifers, And it's hard to do in this day and age. But if you could find someone who's going to be the next coach for the next 7, 8 to 10 years, that sure would probably settle down the anxiety of all the changes from Briles gone, the way it went down, Gropra, a football season, then Rule gone in 3 years, and speculation. But I would think it would be hard. This is me. Mac Rhodes is going to make the right hire, the right fit. But I would think it would be hard to sell that to your fan base, no matter even if Joe Moorhead's a very good candidate. That doesn't mean he won't be in. It doesn't mean he wouldn't be called or his agent hasn't contacted Mac Rhodes. But I think it would be a really hard fit. Or no, it would be a very hard sell to hire a guy that was just fired at a school that's about, in the middle of the pack at the best, in the SEC or not. I think that would be hard to hire somebody who had, not if he'd been fired before, but had just been fired, and then you want to say this is the next guy, and he wasn't good enough at Mississippi State.
I also think there's a different set of circumstances around, hiring a coach at Baylor, because you got to be careful who you bring in. They're already, in a sense, on thin ice. We still don't know what the NCAA is going to do. That dark cloud is still hanging. There might be in the distance, but it's still there. But you can't just do like Ole Miss and bring somebody in like Lane Kiffin. You can't bring a splash hire in. You got to be careful because you need trust. You need somebody that you can trust on a situation, because you don't want to be Mac Rhodes and sitting there and have some allegation pop up from behind the scenes that you don't know about.
He is going to watch. He's going to do his due diligence. That's why he said if it takes an extra day or two, they're not going to rush into it. Because you're right. You bring somebody in that might be, man, this guy, I like his resume, and yet there might be some skeletons in his closet. And you got to be careful with that, because what you knew with Matt Rhule is they were doing it the right way. That's why I think if you have Joey McGuire, I'm just saying him, or anyone on staff. And, hey, by the way, offensive coordinator Jeff Nixon, I would think, is going to be interested in that job as well. That does not mean he'll be a candidate. I don't know. But I would think he would be interested as well. And even if you go, you'd never know about how someone might react to a position until they're given the position.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's due a chance, right?
Yeah, yep, you're right. Okay, now, it's 3:33. When we come back, Baylor men's basketball, the great win. Can we get the Scott Drew post game from last night with J-Mo and all them? Do we have that? I think Cameron.
Yeah, I can find it.
I think Cameron sent that out. I want to make sure. Craig put up a note last night. And I don't have, I'm again, just kind of paraphrasing what he said. Considering the way the day started for Baylor football, athletic fans, sports fans, Baylor University with Matt Rhule announcing that he's leaving for Carolina, or the reports, to end, to end with a win in Lubbock was a feel-good if you're a Baylor fan, wasn't it? Did that? I'm not saying that took away the sting of Matt Rhule leaving, but did that help? Later on, 8, 9, 10, 12 hours later, here's Baylor men's basketball winning in Lubbock. Did that help any at all?
I think it had to.
254-662-1660. We'll hear from Scott Drew next. Boozers is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozers is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas, they have 7 cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jeweler, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozers create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozers, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozers is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozers on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza and Things, celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
In the U.S. Army, you'll gain more than confidence. With expert training in one of more than 150 occupational specialties, you'll be prepared to start a career. Qualified candidates who earn a spot on the Army team will receive comprehensive health care coverage, college tuition assistance, and the possibility of up to a $40,000 bonus. For more information, go to GoArmy.com or visit your local Army recruiting office.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites: choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with four ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with two lobster tails and two bacon-wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with four pieces of New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add two bacon-wrapped fillets. It's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with two ribeyes, two bacon-wrapped fillets, two New York strip steaks for just $60. Double the amount. Get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability, or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964, Gloff Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton. When they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. Mike McCarthy's introductory press conference as Cowboys head coach is going on right now. He has already started to put together his coaching staff. According to sources, Kellen Moore stays put as offensive coordinator. Play calling duties to be determined. John Fossil comes from the Rams as special teams coordinator, and Jim Tomsula is expected to be the new defensive line coach. Free agent catcher Robinson Chirinos and the Rangers have agreed to a one-year $6.75 million deal, reuniting the two sides after Chirinos spent last year in Houston. And tonight, all three Texas NBA teams in action: Spurs versus Celtics, Mavericks host the Nuggets, and the Rockets take on the Hawks in Atlanta.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, 3:38. Frank Sandoval leaving for West Mesquite. Mejia football coach will join us at 3:45, and also his thoughts on someone he's spoken with us about before, and Joey McGuire. 4 o'clock, Sam Tecklenburg, former Baylor offensive lineman. Hey, Jake Fromm, the quarterback at Georgia, who was very good against Baylor, especially in the first half. Very good against Baylor. Pickens had, what, over 10 catches, had nearly 200 yards and two through three touchdowns. Jake Fromm announced that he's leaving a year early and entering the NFL draft, the quarterback from Georgia. One of the note that Mike McCarthy, this is interesting, he said that Jerry Jones actually said that Mike McCarthy picking his own assistants, we wanted Mike to pick his own, and then smiles, I've always thought that, which is kind of a sarcastic, no you haven't. But again, that's saying all the right things. That doesn't mean it all works that way as well. Here is Scott Drew following Baylor, number 4 in the country. A huge win in Lubbock against nationally ranked in Final Four a year ago. Remember, didn't they play for the national championship
yeah.
a year ago in Texas Tech?
Coach, kind of like you thought it might be, a game in the 50s, just grinded out, a really tough defensive game tonight. You guys were tough-minded enough to find a way to win this evening.
Well, just like Alliance Bank, you got to be tough. I know that they've got a new building going up on 84, yeah. and I just saw it, and we were solid down the stretch from the standpoint we turned it over. There were some charging calls and other calls that we'll go back and look and see what happened, but we never lost our poise. And we never got rattled to where it led to where you get an inbound turnover and they get another quick bucket or something. So we really did a great job. And I thought the win on the road, you're going to have to overcome a lot. And really proud how the guys subbed in, subbed out, knew their roles. And then I thought defensively we kept them on the toes the last couple minutes. And that's only because our guys could execute to do that. So we knew it was going to be a rock fight. First one to 60, we knew definitely probably win. But this came down to me. I thought the big thing was the offensive second chance points. We won by 5 and we out-rebounded them by 6. Or second chance points out by 6. So at the end of the day, it's those little things that end up being the big difference. And I thought offensively we played a lot better second half than we did first half, but I thought first half we really guarded well. And when you play great defense, it allows you to stay in games and until the offense comes around.
That's it. I mean, that's your foundation, isn't it? The defense, we saw it against Texas. We've seen it earlier this year. We certainly saw it on display tonight.
Well, I mean, you had the number 13 defense and versus the number 7 or 9, whatever both of us were going in. And we knew anything you could get in transition would be huge. And then second chance points. I mean, I thought Mark and or Freddie had 7 and Mark had 4, and that was a big difference for us.
Coach, you never got rattled, like you said. I mean, a sellout crowd here, a really loud crowd supporting Tech. They'd won 15 in a row at home, but your guys handled that really well.
Well, and that's a Big 12 game for you. I mean, most arenas you go to are sold out and real loud, and it's hard to communicate, and the momentum they give the home fans. And people say, well, really, does a crowd matter? And I always say, first of all, you help officials see things clear, and they always would like help. But the second thing is kind of like every time anybody ever does a workout, if you hire a trainer, they give you that extra energy, that extra motivation to do more. Otherwise, you wouldn't hire them. And it's the same thing with a crowd. You get a crowd, it really it allows you to overcome fatigue and press through things, and it definitely affects communication for the other team.
How about your rebounding total? You out-rebounded Tech 44-25 and 17-10 on the offensive glass.
Well, and again, that was the difference in the game. I thought the thing that probably surprised me the most was our 20 turnovers, because I thought we would be much more solid with the ball. I think Tech did a great job with only 13 turnovers against our defense, and that would be one area where I would have been surprised coming in. But I thought, again, for the most part, we did a great job. And tell you what, you exert so much energy and you play so hard on defense. I mean, it shows. Like, look at the free throw shooting, 9-for-17 for us, 5-for-12 for them. And I think that fatigue comes in there. And Mark hit some big free throws, 4-for-8 and 13-and-8. And I know you're getting ready to talk to him, so he was huge in first half especially. He did a great job leading guys that have played their first Big 12 road game and helping them overcome some adversity.
Big win on the road, Coach, and back on the road this Saturday. Let's go to Lawrence. How about that?
Sounds great. Let's go to bed first.
All right, that's Scott Drew, John Morris in the post game in the win against Lubbock, and they do play at Kansas on Saturday, number 4 ranked team in the country. We're now joined by the current West Mesquite head football coach. He's at Mahaia, of course, and on his way now to West Mesquite, Frank Sandoval. We've had Frank on the show many times before, and he joins us now. Frank, obviously this is a great opportunity for you. Nothing against you leaving. It's part of the business. Your thoughts about the decision to go to West Mesquite?
Well, you know, first off, obviously I want to respect Mesquite ISD. They do have a school board meeting. I'm going to be recommended for hire tomorrow. And obviously the school board members will have to approve the hiring. But, you know, Mahaia is such an awesome place. It's a great place to be. You know, I've enjoyed my time there. And you know, those kids there have bought into the vision that we've had. And at some point you look at it and I told the kids, you know, it's probably one of the most selfish decisions that I've had to make. And it was tough, but I think, of course, with the pending board, hopefully everything goes smoothly tomorrow, and we're good with that end.
You know, it's part of the business. I know that, you know, that we saw this yesterday, the transition at Baylor with Matt Rhule moving on to the NFL. It is a part of the business, isn't it, Frank? When you find another opportunity, again, it's based on school board approval. But you find another opportunity that might be better. That doesn't mean what you're leaving is not good. And how difficult at times is saying goodbye?
Oh, I mean, to put it in words, I mean, unless you've done it, it's really hard to express it. And, you know, sometimes opportunities come up that you don't necessarily seek or go after. You know, my wife is from the area, which you know, that plays a part in it. You know, and at the end of the day, we all talk about family and how important they are. And my kids sacrifice a lot for me on a daily basis, and so does my wife. So for me to be able to give them something that is immeasurable, you know, that getting back to that area, her being close to her family, me being a little bit closer to my family, it is a part of the business. It's a part of the business that nobody really likes or enjoys. you know, we all have dreams and aspirations and goals. And sometimes it's change is not always a bad thing. I'm not leaving, or I wouldn't leave Mejia because I have to type deal. You know, I'm telling you, it's an attractive job with the updated facilities and everything that Dr. DeBuse and the school board has going on there with Mr. Benji Reed leading it. I mean, it's a part of the business, and it's the part that probably people don't like, but it's a side that we have to listen to sometimes.
Well, speaking of your lineage, we've had you before, and you've discussed Joey McGuire when McGuire took the job at Baylor under Matt Rhule, and now he's one of the names that is out there. We don't know anything official about who's going to be a part of the actual group that Mac Rose interviews, but I don't think there's any doubt that Joey McGuire will at least be a part of that process. And the players went immediately after the initial shock of Rhule leaving, immediately went to social media campaigning for him. I mean, as many players as I could possibly think. And a lot of them also were just saying, hey, listen, we're fine. The process is put in place. We'll be good no matter what. If you wanted a campaign for Joey McGuire, he doesn't need you to, but what would you say?
Well, David, this is the thing that no one will ever be able to take away from Joey, is he is the most genuine and sincere person that you've ever been around. And I can honestly say that. It doesn't, you know, there's guys in this world that can go bragging about what they've accomplished, and Joey could be one of those guys. He'll never mention one thing that he's done as far as wins or state championships or any awards or accolades. But the one thing that he will brag about is how much he loves his kids and the genuine love he has for those guys. Those players, that's the truth. That's what they see on a day-to-day basis. That's not a show. That's not a one-time thing. Coach McGuire has a vision, and, you know, it's easy to want to work and do what he asks you to do because his vision is, you know, his vision is clear, and he wants the best not only for you but for everyone else around you. So if you're willing to kind of listen and take some coaching, he can coach anybody. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. He can coach you, and he's such a lovable and charismatic person that you want to be around him. I'm telling you right now, I want to go fight for Joey McGuire as much as anybody in 3 years. But you know what? If he asked me to go do something for him, I'd do it right now without even thinking about it.
I don't want to put you on the spot here. This is about you and you taking the job at West Mesquite, but the timing's very good as well with what happened yesterday at Baylor. Could you see Joey McGuire? Baylor needs, and you've been around now long enough, it's not like you didn't know about Baylor before, but they need now someone. They have Scott Drew, Kim Mulkey, who have been around forever, other coaches on campus. Could you see if Joey McGuire was the man that they answered to, and that's the one that took the job, that he would be here for a while?
Yes, there's no doubt in my mind. There's zero doubt in my mind. Joey McGuire has told me face-to-face, in person, that he wants to be at Baylor. There is zero doubt in my mind that Joey McGuire would finish his career there. He's, you know, everybody heard the rumors about the UTSA deal, and you know, I'm not gonna mention his business, but Joey McGuire is a Baylor Bear, and he chose that, and that's a decision he made. There's no doubt in my mind that if they get behind Coach McGuire and the program, the process that Coach Matt Rhule and his staff have put together, I have zero doubt in my mind that Joey McGuire, he's done it from you know, at the high school level, and at the end of the day, if you can build something and lead it and turn it into a national powerhouse the way he did Cedar Hill, he's a part of what the process that Coach Rhule had at Baylor, and he was instrumental in that. There's no doubt. I mean, he's the guy, and he's going to be there. He's not looking to move up any further than to be the head football coach at Baylor.
All right, so West Mesquite, they've had their ups and downs. They've had success. Where are they right now, in your opinion?
You know, it's real hard for me to say, you know, because everybody just looks at records and looks at those things. I just want to get in there and see if I can, you know, love up on the kids, talk to them, build genuine relationships with those guys, and kind of go from there. So sometimes it's good not to know too much about certain places.
Yeah, it's kind of like I was taught one time about interviews. You want to prep for a lot of the interviews, but there are sometimes interviews you want to walk in completely not blind to it, but not unknown much. That way you ask questions. It also means you listen to the answers that might lead to your next question as well.
Yes,
with school back in session, I know that they're still based on school board approval. Have you had a chance to visit with your players?
Yes, I had a chance to visit with them and talk with them. And again, that's It's one of the toughest conversations you have. You know, my seniors and kids that I've graduated, they've reached out, they've texted me, and they've told me how proud of me they were, and that you know, I've gotten a lot of positive things from my guys, and I'm hurting for that junior and sophomore and freshman class. I hurt for those guys. I love them. They're always going to be my kids. I'm always going to be in contact with them, and they know that. You know, but it's a tough decision, and I hope and pray that one day they understand.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate your time. Congratulations. Hope it all works out at the vote. It will. And thanks for your insight again on Joey. We appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
That's Frank Sandoval. He is going to be recommended as the new head football coach at West Mesquite. Did a heck of a job at Mahia. And also, you hear what he said about Joey McGuire? Yeah, McGuire, there's no question, was up for that UT San Antonio coaching search, but he was an assistant under Matt Rhule. So he's looking at an opportunity in UT San Antonio, and I have a feeling that the job was presented to him, mm-hmm. and that Joey McGuire just felt like at the time perhaps it wasn't the right time. Happy for Jeff Traylor that it worked out for him, because we know him. But that if, in fact, the Baylor job became his, you might have that person that so many of you are like almost – begging is not the wrong one, just hoping for in football, someone who will be there, and especially if they continue to be successful, who will be there long term.
Yeah, I mean, it's home for him. And anytime he's close to the Metroplex, he likes it here. He would be a great fit. And you mentioned it yesterday about the long term thing, and I think it's spot on. And the players have already shown that they're bought into him and they believe everything he says.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of where Baylor determines to go with that position.
Yeah, but there's another, that's kind of like almost Frank Sandoval, who would say, hey, listen to me now. West Mesquite, by the way, ended 4-5 last year in a district that included Wiley, who was the team is so good. John Tyler. Was it John Tyler?
Yeah,
no,
they
that's
were,
not right. Is that right?
I think they were in there with Mesquite, John Tyler, and
Sherman.
Yeah.
Texas High. No, that's the wrong year. I'm looking at the wrong year. Oh, my God. What an idiot I am. Hold on just a second. I was in the wrong year. 2019. Here we go. All right. I got it right now. There we go. All right. So West Mesquite was 3-6 the year before that. And I have it right here on Pigskin Prep. Thanks to Jerry Forrest for the information. Yeah, here we go. West Mesquite was 2-8. And they won just one district game. But they had John Tyler, Texas High, McKinney North.
Mm-hmm.
They were all pretty good. JT's record was bad at 3-8, but still, they lost to Denton Ryan in a non-district game. We know what they ended up doing in the run to the state championship game. 3:54 coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Former Baylor offensive lineman Sam Tecklenburg, his thoughts about yesterday and his thoughts perhaps about Joey McGuire or anyone else on the Baylor staff going forward. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you're searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
How many QBs have thrown for?
Internet security alert. Your computer might be infected by harmful viruses. Please do not shut down or reset your computer.
Aw,
Not another virus. Those kids and their damn Google searches.
Ah, kids playing on your computer again, Googling who knows what. How many times have you been hit with that awful virus alert? Well, before you flip out and panic and ground them for life, give my guys Dow, who is my brother from another mother, and Josh and the pros at Prompt Technology a call.
Prompt Technology. Prompt Technology. Prompt Technology.
They are experts when it comes to ridding your computer of any and all viruses at a very reasonable price. Not to mention, the experts at Prompt Technology have over 50 years combined experience in computer and networking technology. Check out Prompt Technology on 32nd Franklin at the stoplight and also online at prompt-tech.com.
If you want to be the highest performance man, great energy, if you want to have stamina, if you want improved sex drive, Dr. Kent Petty at Petty Clinic Low T can help you out. First of all, here's what you do. Tell him Smokey sent you, and he will give you discounted lab work. Lab work is blood tests. Blood test means they have the levels they can check of your testosterone, among other things as well. And if your testosterone levels are too low, Dr. Kent Petty can put you in a program to get your testosterone levels to where they need to be. So you can be the highest performance, high energy man you want to be, with great stamina, great improved sex drive. Why not? All you have to do is tell them Smokey sent you, get discounted lab work, and if your testosterone levels are fine, fine. It's good. You're good to go. If they're too low, he'll put you in a program, Dr. Kent Petty, to become the man you want to be. It's simple. PettyClinicLowT.com. PettyClinicLowT.com.
Hey, Central Texas, this is Julio Castillo, owner and operator of Jack Roofing and Exteriors. Let's talk Roofing for Dummies 101. First, you want to breathe. Second, you want to seal. And third, you want to defend. Today, we're going to talk about sealing your roof properly. You want to seal your roof properly to create a waterproof barrier so you don't have leaks in the future. For more information, check us out online at jacroofs.com or call us directly at 254-732-2872. Here at Jack Roofing and Exteriors, we are making customers happy one roof at a time.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time, you're tired or too busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And right now, 3-month individual membership available for just $99. That's right, 3 months, $99. And they have a commitment back to you. Personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean and spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool towel service, and a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you can call home, place you can work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. A 3-month individual membership for just $99. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home on Lakeshore Drive in Waco.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and 4 rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRoser, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas.
All right, 4 o'clock. Paul just sent us a text. The Mike McCarthy press conference, Cowboys head coach, has wrapped up. He will peel a few handfuls of audio off of that and send it to us. We'll have that for you. Also, Matt Rhule's introductory press conference, introduction with the Carolina Panthers as part of that. And there's some things that you're going to hear him say. You're going to go, wait a minute, close your eyes. Has he got the smock on? Or is he at a Monday presser at Baylor or sitting down talking to me or anyone else? Bryce Chariot today at 4:30. And That was Frank Sandoval a minute ago, now headed to West Mesquite, former Mejia coach who's now one of the guys campaigning. Not like campaigning, but no doubt he thinks Joey McGuire would be a great fit with Matt Rhule gone. Well, someone else we would like to hear from, Sam Tecklenburg, kind of part of that, I mean, the core, who had been a part of all of the transition at Baylor football leading to the Sugar Bowl and the game against Georgia. He now will look at the next level of pro football. Sam Tecklenburg joins us now on ESPN Central Texas. So what has your last few days been like since the game?
It's been a pretty quick turnaround for me. You know, had to pretty much get straight to working out and get myself ready to go.
So you have, what, different type things you're going to go play? Is there an all-star game that you're committed to? Is that a combine?
Yeah, I'll be playing in the NFLPA Bowl on Saturday the 18th. So I'll leave this weekend for that. I'll have a week out in California. So pretty much just trying to, you know, get my body right, stay in football shape, and hoping to have a good showing there, and then I'll be back in Waco after that.
Sam, what was your reaction to yesterday's news when it came out that Matt Rhule was leaving?
I was really happy for him. You know, he's, I think, to have as much attention from the NFL he's had the past few years is a testament to what kind of coach he is. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, the situation was right for him to feel comfortable taking the job, and I'm happy for him. I think it's a big step for him and, you know, a big step for his family.
Were any of the – and he even admitted to me, I had a chance to visit with him yesterday and spoke with him for about 12 minutes after the news came out, and he kind of – I heard a kind of an uneasiness in his answer to me about whether or not last week, perhaps the first half against Georgia – nothing against what Georgia did. They're a really damn good football team. But there might have been, and he doesn't know, but he kind of maybe said he would take that with him, that there might have been some sort of distraction this time around. Did you get that feeling last week at practice?
No, I didn't think so. I mean, I felt like everyone, at least from my perspective, was locked in. And you know, we were aware of all that was going on, and he addressed us and got it out in the open, and I didn't think it was a distraction for the team at all.
All right, so since that time, and we had Mac Rhodes on as well, and you know what he's done, and you guys, I think, aren't most of the student-athletes, football players, they pretty good Mac Rhodes fans?
Absolutely. You know, Mac's done so much for us. He's done so much for me. You know, he's really been on the scene a lot, I guess. You know, I always see him around as well as the rest of the team. He's really hands-on with us, and he's done so much for us. And, you know, I'm really appreciative of him, and the guys are really lucky to have him.
With what Matt Rhule laid down the foundation along with the staff, whoever goes with him, whoever might stay, depending on who becomes the head coach, is there any doubt in your mind that the foundation that's been set, a lot of players took to social media yesterday saying, hey, calm down. We've got this. The process has been laid down. The foundation is here. Would that have been your mindset if you came back for another year without Matt Rhule?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I think a big part of that's, you know, who they're going to hire next. But I think the culture's in place. I think everything's, you know, alive and well. You know, me personally, I think if they were able – you know, I know they're going to do their due diligence, but if they're able to hire someone from within, I think that'd be really beneficial because they got a great thing going. There's a great culture. You know, people know how things go around there. And I think it showed, you know, this year we didn't get all of our goals accomplished this year, but I think we took another big step this season. So I think, you know, the culture's there. And I think all the guys, you know, I haven't spoken to too many of them, are, you know, pretty positive about going forward still.
I know that Jeff Nixon is interested, and I also know, obviously, Joey McGuire is interested as well, and there might be others on staff. How important do you think it is to continue the continuity with somebody on staff? And I noticed a lot of players, I mean more than just two or three or a handful, went out of their way to make sure that they were hoping that Joey McGuire would be the one that they would look at. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, me personally, I think it would be big for the program to hire someone within just to be able to, you know, someone who knows how it's been going around there can keep some continuity going. You know, I think there's a lot of guys on that staff. It'd be great for the job. I was one of the people yesterday who said something about Joey McGuire. Coach McGuire is one of the best coaches I've ever been around. And he's a natural born head football coach, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a lot of ability, and he's someone who strikes me right away as a potential candidate for that job.
Well, yeah, because he was the tight ends coach, and you've been, my God, how many times did you go back and forth? It seemed like more than maybe I realized, or less than I realized, but is that where you kind of, not only when he's on the other side to coaching defensive lineman or assistant head coach, is that kind of what rubbed off on you with him?
Yeah. He was my he's my position coach for probably 6 or 7 months, right when he first got hired, when I was still playing tight end. And so I got to spend a lot of time with him, and you know, I had heard about him through what he had done at Cedar Hill, and it was pretty evident to me right away what kind of coach he was, what kind of leader he was. And you know, even though I'd moved to different positions and he moved to a different position, you know, he still coached me pretty hard the whole way through and challenged me quite a bit. You know, my family knows him pretty well, and he's made quite an effort to get to know every player on that team and as many of their families as possible. So he's, you know, he's got it all. I mean, he's a natural head coach. I think he'd be a great fit for that spot.
Sam Tecklenburg, former Baylor offensive lineman, with us on ESPN Central Texas. Next level for him will be the National Football League. And Matt Rhule used to sit there and discuss that quite a bit, that if it was the process, and that if you just kind of went about your business by the end of your career, even though maybe when he was saying it, it didn't make much sense, that there was a chance you would have to at least be looked at by the NFL. How much to that did fruition, how much of that paid off for you in what he was saying even 3 years ago?
You know, I'm kind of in the process of seeing how it'll all play out for me in regards to the NFL. You know, hopefully something works out. I'm going to keep working my butt off, and hopefully something will work out. But it certainly worked out, you know, for the rest of my college career. I think it was a great move for me. Was able, you know, to play, you know, the rest of my career at offensive line. Had a lot of fun. I think it was a great move for me.
All right. So how much of a difference was what you competed against against Georgia? Is there a difference in the SEC? You guys played some good people. And I know the first half was just, it just didn't work out well, and you guys dug yourself a hole. But was there a difference in playing against SEC-type talent than there was against anyone else you played in the Big 12?
I don't know if it's necessarily SEC versus Big 12. I think Georgia, I haven't thought too much about it, but I'd feel comfortable saying that they might be the best defense we played all year.
Yep.
They have a lot of good players. SEC kind of, you know, see a couple different things from my experience playing them and Vanderbilt last year. But I think player-wise, you know, every team we've had every team we've played against has had good players. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily a difference between the Big 12 and SEC. I think Georgia's unique kind of in what they do, and they're very good at it. So I'll say that, yeah.
So how much more can you get done between now and your game and then the combine or everything else that happens? Is this where you get hired, or you are hired, or you actually go find someone who's a personal trainer, a combine guru? What happens with you now?
So right now I'm, you know, back home training at a place close by home back in Plano. And then I'll go to the game next week, and then once I come back, I'm gonna try to spend most of my off season working out at Baylor. I think there'll be a few other guys up there, and we have kind of a plan in place there. So that's where I'm planning to spend most of my off season. Just wanted to be at the same facilities I've been working out at for the past 5 years, around a lot of the same people, a place I feel pretty comfortable at. So I felt that was what was best for me. So once I get back from the game, here in a couple of weeks, I'll get back there and kind of start my regular training schedule.
What have you been told about Sam Tecklenburg? Have you gotten any kind of feedback at all from the NFL?
Not a whole lot right now. Kind of, you know, everything's pretty new right now. So I'm just trying to take it one day at a time. You know, hopefully I'll get a pretty good opportunity at the NFLPA game to kind of play well with NFL personnel on site. And hopefully just go from there.
Sam Tecklenburg, our guest on ESPN Central Texas. You blocked in practice at times against James Lynch. He has a decision to make, and there's a thought now that Matt Rhule, as he's leaving, that James Lynch will probably end up turning pro. Can you try to explain what it was like? I know Bravion Roy is a monster, and he was fantastic, and those guys got overlooked, Lockhart, by James Lynch at times. But just, okay, let's any of them, going against those guys in practice, what was that like?
I'm just so grateful to having gone against them. I mean, all three of them, you know, both Jameses and Bravion, all three unbelievable players. Having to block, you know, Bravion as a zero technique head up on me for every day in practice the past few years has definitely made me a much better player. And then just getting to be around, I mean, everyone's seen James Lynch. What an unbelievable player. And, you know, James Lockhart, who maybe got overshadowed by those two a lot, but, you know, is a pretty great player in his own regard. So just getting to go against them every day was definitely, you know, great for me. And I was so proud to see what they were able to accomplish, that trio this season.
All right, one more thing, Sam. Baylor football, a lot of fans are kind of reeling. I'm sure there's players who still are kind of making sure they, well, wait a minute, what's going to happen? But it seems like there's not this mass panic among the program itself. Baylor football in good hands going forward, no matter what?
Absolutely. You know, no matter what happens with whoever they hire, the kids there that they have on the team, you know, there's a culture in place. They know how to work. They know how to win. And they're going to take whatever happens and you know, be elite at it going forward. So there's no need to panic. You know, Baylor football is in great hands because of the players that are there.
Hey, man, I wish you the best of luck. I know you got a lot ahead of you. And this is your next, like, a career interview about to happen in different ways, physically, mentally, emotionally. Always appreciated you could be – you know, there was a tradition set about 10 years ago with certain offensive linemen. And through the years, whether it was back Danny Watkins or Cam Coughlin or whoever else, that were kind of go-to people that you kind of get the real pulse of what's happening. And I always felt that about you when you were there at Baylor. So I appreciate that, and thanks for your time.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys.
That's Sam Tecklenburg, former Baylor offensive lineman. The next level for him is trying to get himself positioned to be a part of the NFL draft or at least be in some training camps when they start this summer. It's 4:13. Paul Catalina wrapped up the Mike McCarthy press conference up in Frisco. We'll see if he's been able to feed us anything at all. Plus, we have the introductory press conference, part of it, of Matt Rhule at Carolina. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Touchdown! At the drop of the tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek's West. Slovacek's, you'll love our sausage.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
In the market for a new metal roof? Since 1943, Pioneer Steel and Pipe has helped Central Texas residential and commercial customers with metal roofs that are impact, fire, and windstorm resistant and will lower your insurance considerably. Your roof will be figured correctly, and they offer a wide variety of panels and colors to make sure it looks sharp. Everyone wants to protect their hard-earned assets from harsh Texas weather, and a metal roof is the best way to protect your home. Pioneer Steel and Pipe, with locations in Waco and Bryan, and at pioneerboys.com.
At Community Bank and Trust, the term mobile community refers to all of our banking platforms. Online banking, mobile apps, mobile browser banking, even voice banking.
No matter what device you're on, you'll be able to complete any banking function. We've taken customer account access and convenience to the next level with Community Bank and Trust. Enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
It's Matt Mosley's show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-up, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. Head football coach Frank Sandoval is on the move as Matt Stepp reports he'll be named the next head coach at West Mesquite pending school board approval. The Cowboys officially introduced new head coach Mike McCarthy at a press conference earlier today in Frisco, who said he was honored to be the steward of this iconic franchise, while former Baylor head coach Matt Rhule was officially introduced as the Panthers' new head coach today in Carolina. As Tom Herman continues to remake his staff at Texas, safeties coach Craig Kniver is not expected to return, while former defensive coordinator Todd Orlando has now been named the new assistant head coach and linebackers coach at Texas Tech. Tonight in the NBA, Spurs are at the Celtics beginning at 6. Mavs host the Nuggets at 6:30. Dallas is expected to be without big man Kristaps Porzingis for a fifth straight game. Rockets take on the Hawks in Atlanta also at 6:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
All right, forewarning. We're about to play the Matt Rhule introductory press conference in Charlotte. There are going to be maybe some of you that don't want to hear it. That's fine. Turn us off for 10 minutes. Come back. Bryce Cherry, Waco Tribune, will join us in a little bit. Paul Catalina, by the time we're finished with Bryce Cherry, we'll have audio that we've played a little bit of the Mike McCarthy press conference, Cowboys head coach. But today, Matt Rhule was introduced in Charlotte as the new head football coach of the Carolina Panthers.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a builder, an innovator, a motivator, a hard worker, and the new head football coach of the Carolina Panthers, Matt Rhule.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys showing some of my past press conference. I had to kind of cross a couple things out and because I really believe in what I believe. And it was really, really humbling for me to sit there and see that. And then to stand up here and see just the outpouring of support from the community, from the organization. On behalf of my family, and I thank you so much. And Mr. Tepper, Mrs. Tepper, Dave, Nicole, I thank you so much for entrusting me with your prized football franchise. And I can promise you this, I'll work each day with everything that I have, and I'll hire a staff that will work each day with everything that we have that makes you proud of your organization. And Mr. Tepper talked a little bit about it, but it was really clear from the moment we pulled up to our house. I got off the plane from Mexico. We had spent a couple days there after the bowl game, and I called Steven and said, hey, we're a couple minutes away. We're maybe a minute late. And I believe in process. I believe in doing things the right way. And I think when you're trying to make a decision about moving your family, what job you're going to go to, all those different things, you want to go to someone who does things right. And when the owner, when Marty, the general manager, when they're already at your house before you get there, when they help you carry things in, when you see them sit there and talk to your kids, I sat there with my wife and I said, there's no doubt that we share a common vision. There's no doubt that we believe in doing things the right way. And I thank you guys for the process. It's been so first class. And I know that Mr. Tepper, I know that Marty will truly be partners as we move forward. You know, for anyone who knows anything about me, they know that family's the most important thing to me. And I would not be where I am today if it were not for my wife, Julie, my son, Bryant, my daughters, Vivian, Leona. Years ago, Julie and I, before our son was born, and he was eventually born, we were at Western Carolina, and my first recruiting trip, I had strep throat. And I called the coach, like thinking like coaches could have a day off. I didn't know at the time the coaches don't get a day off. And he said, well, you have strep throat, that's too bad. Get to Charlotte, you have to go recruiting. And so I got in the back seat of the car, and Julie drove me to West Charlotte, and I walked in, and I talked to the coach, and I did my job, and she drove me all day around the schools in Mecklenburg County, and then we drove back to Cullowhee. She's a special woman. And I would not be able to be here. I would not be able to have had success at Temple and Baylor if it was not for her and for my family now. You know, sometimes making a change is easier for the coach. I'm going to stay here and they're going to head back. So I appreciate them. I appreciate all that they've meant to me. My mom and dad, who've moved to Temple to be there with us, moved to Baylor and can't be here today, I'm so grateful for them. Julie's dad moved to Waco as well. We want to be a part of this family, and we're grateful for our family that we have. People have asked me, you know, why the call, why the draw, why do you want to take on this next chapter of your life? Well, Coach, you had a great thing at Baylor. Why did you want to go to the NFL? And it's really simple to me. I start every decision in my life with why. And I'll tell you this. Man, I love the game of football. I was a kid that grew up in New York City and basketball all around me. And since from an early age, I loved the game of football. My mom would, when my dad was working, my mom would take me out. And I would say now, as I ran a fly route, she'd throw the ball as far as she could. And I'd go over and try to catch it. And my dad, once a year, twice a year, would drive me to Pennsylvania, to Penn State, and watch games. I love the game of football. And football's done so much for me in my life. I was able to go to Penn State and was not a great player, but I was able to in some small part contribute to that team. I was able then to go on and get my master's degree because of football. I was able to get into coaching, and football's brought me in all these places and to meet all these people, and it's brought me here today. It's a special game. It's the greatest game that there is. You walk into a locker room, there's guys of all ages, there's guys from all different parts of the country, there's guys of all shapes and sizes. Yet they come together to form a team and play the hardest game that there is to play. They play in bad weather. They play when they're injured. They play when they don't feel great. They find a way to get it done as a team. It's the greatest game that there is. And as I sat here and was trying to make a decision about my life, I said to myself, Matt, what do you want? And I want to go and be a part of the greatest game at the highest stage. And I just had to figure out where. I'm so excited to be a part of this community. I'm so excited to be a part of this team. I'm walking in, I just saw Steve Smith, and I'm sitting there saying to myself, my goodness, the people that have come before me, the greatness. I met Julius Peppers earlier, like Julius Peppers. The greatness of the men who have played the game for this franchise. And I want to continue that and build that. I want to make sure that the game is played the right way each and every day, not just in the games, but on the practice field, in the meeting rooms. I want to make sure that we honor this game that's given so much to us, and that we build a team that cares about each other, that plays hard for each other. And I think that all starts with me. So as I sit here and I accept this tremendous opportunity, I just want you to know that I will work tirelessly each day to bring you guys a championship, to bring you a championship. Because that's what this region deserves. And that's what the players who came before us deserve. And that's what the guys in that locker room, as I've had a chance to meet them, that's what they deserve. And as I said so many years ago, how do you do that? You just start building. One day at a time. I truly believe that everything counts and that everything's important. The way that I park my car in the morning. The way that I walk to the practice field. The way that I watch tape. Everything that I do. Everything that our players do. Everything that anyone associated with the Carolina Panthers do, everything has got to be our best each and every day. And when you live a life like that, where everything's important, where no days are throwaways, you can be proud of the guy next to you. You can be proud of your effort. And most importantly, eventually success and championships will come. I was looking for an ownership who believed that. I was looking for a general manager who believed that, who believed that life is not just about setting goals, it's about process. It's about the daily steps, the daily grind that you have to go through. I wanted to find people in an organization that's tough. That's tough. Keep pounding isn't just a slogan, it's a way of life. That when things are hard or when things are good, how you feel or what's happening can affect your effort each and every day. I wanted to come be a part of an organization that believes that, and I know that I've found that. We're going to have a tough, hardworking, competitive team. Tough to me means that each and every day, no matter how we feel, no matter what the circumstances are, we're going to come to work and we're going to do our job and get it done. I want to have a hardworking team, a team that believes in relentless preparation. I want guys that love football. I want coaches that love football, that each and every day are searching for an edge. And then I want guys who are competitive, that want to be the best. Whether we're playing Madden or if we're playing in a championship game. They want to be the best each and every day, not just compared to the guy across from them, though that's important. They want to be at their best. They want to be the very best that they can be in everything that they do. I think when you have that mentality in the locker room, you can be special. When you have it with your coaching staff, you can be really good. And when it starts with your owner and it starts with your GM, you can be memorable. And that's what I found as we sat there and as I went through that process. A group of men that are committed to doing this the right way and doing it in a way that maybe hasn't been done. To the people that work in the building, to the people that are wake up each and every day trying to make sure that the Carolina Panthers are their best, I just want you to know that I just want to be a small part of what we're all going to do together. To the people in the community, I want you to know that we are so excited to raise our kids here. We're so excited to give back to the community here. We want to be a part of this area. And to the players, I want you to know that each and every day I'm going to give you my best. I'm not a perfect man. I'm just doing the best I can to be the best that I can be. But I want you to know that if I'm going to ask you to be tough, hardworking, and competitive, I'm going to do that myself. I'm going to tell you when I'm wrong, and I'm going to push myself to be the very best that I can be. I'm going to hire the best staff that wants to be here. I want to coach guys that want to be here. And I want us to have not just a great season, but a great team that endures forever. So on behalf of my family, please let me say thank you. And if you would just bear with me, I want to make sure I thank all the players at Baylor, all the players at Temple. I would not be here if it were not for them. The guys who believed in me and bought into me, the guys in Texas that bought into this guy from Philadelphia, the guys in Philadelphia that bought into a coach they didn't know, all the coaches that worked with me, the staff, the administration at Baylor, the staff, the administration at Temple, Mac Rhodes, Linda Livingstone, Pat Kraft, thank you so much. I had great, great, great partners at Baylor. I found great, great, great partners here in Marty and Mr. Tepper. And I look forward to working each and every day with you to make us the best organization in the National Football League. We've already started working. After I'm done, I'm going to take my suit off and get back to work. And I promise you, you'll get my best. Keep pounding.
All right, that's former Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule. And for some of you, that still kind of seems like it's hard to say. It's kind of like even former offensive lineman Sam Tecklenburg, former this and that. Life moves on. Today the sun came up, wanted to play that. A lot of what you heard from Matt Rhule is perhaps what you heard when he arrived at Baylor or what they heard at Temple. I still say this, he left the program in a hell of a lot better position than it was when he left and condition. And he also left it in such good shape that no matter how bitter you might be, if you are, and some of you are like, hey, thank you, Matt, goodbye, enjoy your NFL. Some of you are like, God, man, I don't know. What. I thought he was going to stay another year or five. One thing I learned after the Art Briles firing with Pepper Hamilton back in May of, 2016, no one person's ever bigger than the university. In that case, in a much, much different situation. Yes, Matt Rhule was fantastic for Baylor for 3 years. But what he also did was almost like lay eggs for what's there now. That are every one of the eggs that he laid there. And I don't know if that's the right analogy. Make fun of me. I don't care. But he laid a bunch of eggs for the future of Baylor football. Whether it's Joey McGuire, whether it's Jeff Nixon, whether it's somebody else on staff, whoever stays, whoever goes, whatever players who remain there committed are focused. Every bit of the reaction yesterday alone by the players says a lot about what Matt Rhule's foundation and the process that was laid. The eggs that were left to grow, to hatch, so to speak. I thought we could hear from him one more time, and there's a chance maybe down the road that I get an opportunity to talk to him again. Some of you have said, get the hell out of here and don't let the door hit your, you know what, on the out. Okay, that's fine. But you cannot in any way, shape, or form. Is there anyone on earth that can sit there and tell me that Baylor football is not in a better position because of the fact Matt Rhule was here for 3 years. I would love to know how you can think that way. And if you do, maybe I don't want to hear from you anyway. But that's okay. That's your opinion, right? I get criticized a lot when I go back and forth bantering with people on social media. Some people think I'm crazy, but sometimes I just feel like I have to try to maybe shake some sense into some of you. And then sometimes it's because I shouldn't. But it's like Matt Rhule gave me this advice. You cannot give medicine to someone who's dead. And sometimes those responses and questions and anger and frustration and whatever else on Twitter is like someone like your brain dead. Not making light of that. But he left the program in better shape than when he arrived by so much. And I think if you're a Baylor fan, I'm not grateful for that. I'm grateful for the fact that he gave me the kind of access he did as far as the interviews every week, because a lot of you wanted to listen to him. And I look forward to him as well. But he left the program in better shape. And I wanted to kind of hear that. I could tell even when he was talking to me yesterday, he was almost gone. It's a business. It's a business. But I can even tell when he talked to me a week ago Monday with Paul and I in the hallway in the big lobby of the hotel in New Orleans, I didn't think that way. Things change. $70 million is not the only reason, but it's a hell of a reason to go to Carolina. The NFL by itself with only 32 of those jobs is a hell of a reason to leave anywhere, Baylor or any school. And then control of a lot of what he can do there, which not you think Mike McCarthy's going to have some control? He ain't going to have that kind of control. But also when you get that kind of control, that means guess who you can blame across the board when the draft doesn't go well or free agency doesn't go well? Well, Matt Rhule now is going to face a different type of criticism. And oh, by the way, the kind of criticism he faced when he was first hired for being a Yankee, for 1-11 losses to Liberty and UT San Antonio, all of that. And guess what he faced after the loss to the Sugar Bowl? Some of possibly you that wrote hate email to him. Idiots. Absolute, complete idiots. How can you write a hate email to Matt Rhule after they're in the Sugar Bowl against an alpha dog program and they lost by 12? And some of you did. Shame on you. But Baylor football's fine without him. Pepe, good afternoon. Thanks for your time on ESPN Central Texas.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I fully agree with you. Yes, you can't please everyone. But you know what? The man did one hell of a job for what he came into while Baylor was down and out and almost looked like it was going to be SMU banned for life. But you know what? You're right. $70 million was not the reason. There's more reasons to that. The man's happy. Let the man be happy. We would be happy if someone gave us a job offer like that after we busted our butts from zero to something. Come on now. Baylor true fans know the man did one hell of a job. And if you don't realize that, you're an idiot. Plain and simple, you're an idiot. Thank you for your time, sir.
Pepe, thanks for your call as well, by the way. And you know what? After the way the day started with Matt Rhule leaving, Scott Drew and his Baylor men's basketball team win in Lubbock. In an atmosphere there, a bigger arena, more students, bigger alumni base. My God, they're number four in the country. The women's team, which with all the things they've done with Coach Mulkey for 20 years, go watch them. Get loud. I'm not telling you to go to the games. I'm not going to do that. But I'm telling you right now, both those programs have earned, not just now, not just because they won in Lubbock, earned your butts in those seats to enjoy, not just to support, but enjoy a great level of basketball. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Hi, this is Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. When was the last time you experienced an adventure that took your breath away? Well, the time is now. Holland American Line and Alan Samuels House of Travel proudly present On Stage Alaska, an exhilarating live performance and stunning visual presentation. You'll discover all the great land has to offer, towering mountains, ice age glaciers, abundant wildlife, dog sledding, gold panning, and so much more. All in the hands of Alaska's oldest and most respected cruise line company, Holland American Line. On Stage Alaska, here for a one-night presentation, Tuesday, January 14th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m., presentation at 6:30. Don't miss this refreshingly different travel show or the opportunity for all the special bonus travel benefits that we will offer. On Stage Alaska, call Alan Samuels House of Travel today for any questions and to RSVP. 254-776-2560, and we hope to see you there.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it. It's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com at UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760 and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
On a scale of 1 to I've broken more axles than I can count, how serious of an off-roader are you? Well, if you're still counting, you might want to listen up. Introducing the highly anticipated BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TA KM3 tire. With its extreme toughness and traction, this beast will get you anywhere you need to go. BF Goodrich Tires, what are you building for? City Tire and Battery will help you get back on the road quickly in your time of need. 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
This is Susan Kelly, and I want to congratulate Baylor's football team for its amazing performance this season. Since attending Baylor and later its law school, I've been dedicated to this community as a citizen and as a lawyer. If elected to the 19th District Court, I will continue this dedication, serving with honor and integrity. Early voting starts February 18th, and I ask for your vote. Happy New Year and justice for all.
This ad paid for by the Susan Kelly for District Judge campaign, Nancy Lacey, Treasurer.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-up, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. Mahead football coach Frank Sandoval is on the move. As Matt Stepp reports, he'll be named the next head coach at West Mesquite pending school board approval. The Cowboys officially introduced new head coach Mike McCarthy at a press conference earlier today in Frisco, who said he was honored to be the steward of this iconic franchise, while former Baylor head coach Matt Rhule was officially introduced as the Panthers' new head coach today in Carolina. As Tom Herman continues to remake his staff at Texas, safeties coach Craig Kniber is not expected to return, while former defensive...
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
While your favorite team strives to add more gold championship trophies to their trophy case, in business, a championship decision is partnering with UBO Business Services and Sean Hunt. Boasting an industry-leading 94% first-time fix rate,
It's time for our weekly segment with Bryce Cherry of the Waco Tribune Herald.
All right, here we go. It's 440 on ESPN Central Texas. I just was on the phone. Scott Drew called me, the great win in Lubbock last night for the men's basketball team, and just asking me a few things and even my take on Matt Rhule. Well, Bryce Cherry joins us, Waco Tribune Herald, and he joins us on ESPN Central Texas. We'll get into men's basketball, women at UConn, Matt Rhule gone, and now the coaching search. Bryce, I wasn't surprised he left. I thought he would stay, Matt Rhule, for another year. I really did. I kind of felt that way, and I thought the problem would be the Giants and not Carolina. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
I was not surprised. I actually thought that there was a decent chance that Matt would leave. I was surprised about the destination. I'm with you. The Giants seemed like the leader in the clubhouse just because of Matt's ties to New York, and he coached there before. But the Panthers, you got to give it to them first of all, backing up a truck of money, up to Matt's door, but also just for sneaking in there. And there's something about being the early bird sometimes. And I think they impressed Matt, and obviously he impressed them. And he always had NFL aspirations. He never closed that door. So I think, in the grand scheme of things, this shouldn't really be a surprise. I wrote today that, in a column that I had today, that I feel like he's a bridge to, a bright future for Baylor. I mean, he did a good job of, he left it better than he found it.
So, no question. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Baylor fans should feel bad or resentful toward Matt Rhule.
They absolutely left it in so much better shape than when he walked through the front door and walked into some things that I don't think he even realized that he would. As you know, there's a big push from players on social media about Joey McGuire. You don't know, and Mac Rhodes has to tune all that out. He has to go find the best fit, the best guy, and he's done this before, and no one really knew who Matt Rhule was initially when his name came out a little over three years ago. But how much did it say to you that the players took to social media and all but said, hey, listen, our next leader's right here inside of our program in Joey McGuire?
Yeah, I think it speaks a lot for Joey McGuire and the love that he has among that team and those players. It's an interesting situation. John's got a column coming for tomorrow about the fact that this is maybe as good a place as Baylor has ever been following a football coaching change.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously in a lot of those cases, it was a coach getting fired or, replaced. This is a case of a coach, coming in, building it up, taking them to the dadgum Sugar Bowl, and then leaving for another opportunity. And he's leaving it in great shape. So, if Mac did want to promote Joey McGuire to that place, I think it would certainly lend a lot of continuity and good feelings among the players. Now, could he go outside, and I kind of actually expect him to, and bring in a guy that would win over the players? I think, that's certainly a strong possibility too, but Joey McGuire's, got a great track record on the high school level and, a tremendous recruiter and obviously beloved among the Baylor players.
Yeah, we had Sam Tecklenburg on 45 minutes ago, and he talked all about it, raved about the fact that what Joey McGuire, when he had him as a tight ends coach for a half a year. Also, one of the things of interest to me is that I think now Baylor football, not only does the next person have to be obviously the right choice, and you always hope, but it always does not always work that way, I think it would be helpful. I had Frank Sandoval on. As you know, now the Mejia coach headed to West Mesquite based on school board approval. He thought that if Joey McGuire, who was up for the UT San Antonio job, and I think may have said no when it came down to it, that Frank Sandoval suggested that Joey McGuire would be somebody, if he got the job at Baylor, he would be here for a while. Not saying Scott Drew, Kim Mulkey long term, but that he might be here a while. How healthy would it be that this program that's been through so much transition, I mean, really dating back to the end of the Grant Taft years, has been through so many changes, some because of firing, some because of scandal, some because of, well, the next level's better. But how much would that help that if you got somebody like that that might be able to be here a while?
Yeah, I think that would be good. I mean, I think it would you know, be a nod to the fan base, I think, who would love to see some stability, you know, to see a level of, you know, like you said, maybe not Scott Drew or Kim Mulkey. I mean, basketball is a little bit different sport, but, you know, if you could get someone in here and have them be around a while and build it up long term, I just think that people like that. They know you're invested. I think Joey McGuire, to me, seems more like that kind of guy. I mean, obviously Frank Sandoval knows him well. I remember talking to Frank when for a story a long time ago when he was kind of building up Mejia, and Joey was the guy that he called, you know, and said, "Hey, am I ready for this job?" You know, and I can't wish Frank, you know, I wish him all the best as he moves on. But certainly Joey seems to be one of those guys that would stick around and maybe build some roots.
All right, so tell me about the Jinx Tucker Trophy.
Yeah, so our Jinx Tucker Trophy is a little bit like, you know, you serve on the board with me on the High School Football Hall of Fame, a little bit like the Gordon Wood Award, just, you know, more on a Central Texas perspective. And it takes into account a lot of things. It takes into account fan support and success and improving throughout the year, overcoming adversity. Mart won it last year. We don't always, in fact, often it has not really gone to a state champion. We've kind of, it's a trip award. We kind of look at it like, hey, they won the trophy that they really want, that being state championship trophy. But Mart had such a great story last year. I won't, you know, obviously reveal who's going to get it. We'll certainly reveal that this weekend. But let me put it like this. We always look for a great story with the Jinx Tucker Trophy. And this team had a great story. Just one of those teams that really, when you look back on 2019, you'll go, wow, yeah, that team, they did something. They made some progress. And so can't wait to reveal that, but it's going to be a lot of fun and, you know, kind of one of those cool things we get to do.
All right, one more thing. The state championship rings, which I don't even remember if there were rings back in the day. It was more you got a medallion. You still get that when they've twitted around your neck, winner or championship finalist. But these now state championship rings are becoming, any level, are becoming almost as if you have to have a security type a Brinks truck. And what did you tell me about Mart and their state championship rings?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cool, really. So I was out there today picking up the Jinx Tucker Trophy and doing some interviews on some other stuff, Super Syntex is coming up and all that jazz. You can imagine that Mart will be well represented on that team. But, yeah, and Balfour was there with their supply of rings. A couple of things I'll say. So, one, when Kevin Hoffman won his first state championship ring, he was offensive coordinator at Mart under Rusty Nail. That was back in 2010. And he said, you know, I didn't know if we'd ever get another one. So we went with the biggest one they had. Well, the biggest one they have now is like twice the size of the one that they ordered in 2010. So these suckers have gotten really, really big. I held one of the biggest, and it was heavy, man. It was heavy. I can't imagine wearing it. Liberace would you know, think that was a little ornate. But yeah, so they're allowing four of the players that have been on all three of the past state championship teams to have a little bit of a say. You know, not complete say. They'll say, okay, the coaches will have some input too, but to have a say in the design of the rings. And, you know, they've kind of tried to do it a little bit different every year. One year it was a complete surprise to the players. But this year, you know, four of those guys are getting a chance to have a say on the design of the rings. That's kind of cool.
That is good. All right, man. Thank you, Bryce. Appreciate it. Bryce Cherry, sports editor, columnist at the Waco Trib on Rule and Baylor and the coaching search. And then, of course, the Jinx Tucker Trophy and a few things about what Mark's doing with these players that are helping design the championship ring. How cool is that? All right, it's 4:50. When we come back, Paul Catalina has sent us a couple of the notes from the Mike McCarthy press conference, some audio clips. Also, Matt Mosley, and I believe it was Matt Mosley with Ed Werder, sat down with Cowboys Vice President Stephen Jones about the hiring of Mike McCarthy. Garrett, do we have that or what? What do we have first?
We'll have the bites that Paul sent first.
Okay, you ought to do that right now, or are
we
taking a break?
That.
All right, now I got to make sure I got the list in front of me. All right, hold on just a second. Hold on. Here we go. All right, let's just go in order. All right? Is this McCarthy on Zeke and the approach to the offense and running game?
Well, I think, you know, first off, with Zeke, he's going to get the football. I mean, let's not make, you know, make no mistake about that. I think you have to, you know, clearly understand it. When you say the offense is going to make the quarterback successful, the best way to make him successful is a great run game. So we clearly understand what we have here and how we could build off of that. And special teams and all those things, you know, I've had an opportunity to do my own evaluation. I'll have an opportunity to visit with some of the coaches on the current staff. And, you know, those evaluations will play into, you know, the direction we go with the coaching staff. So special teams will be a priority here.
So that's Mike McCarthy on Zeke, the running game, and he makes it clear. And I'm like, it's like, okay, that makes sense, right? It's not as if Zeke didn't win three state running titles, championships, rushing yards titles under Jason Garrett. But at times this past year, it also, yeah, they'd get down early. But I still think even in the NFL, you get down early, you can get overwhelmed if you don't score. But, God, keep feeding him. Now, the other part of it is you hear about the words now in baseball, especially analytics. It's happening in football right now. And innovation, is that the right word, innovation and analytics? Here's Mike McCarthy.
Well, I think firstly with innovation, you know, there's a lot of things in football today that have already been done before. So we're all trying to stay, you know, one step, you know, ahead of the opponent. So I really like to think that we're not really innovating. We're you know, it's evolution is what we're keeping our eyes on. So. And really, the evolution of analytics in football, I think it's clear. There's so much information now, and you have to really give a lot of credit to the third parties, resources out there, and because there's some high quality companies and programs that are very useful. So, you know, both not just in coaching and within the organization, but obviously in the media. But I think what you have to guard against is the application of all that information, because that, to me, that's the real challenge. The application is really how much can you really do? How's it really going to help the players? Because the last thing we want to do is give our players too much information and slow them down. So we really try to stay we'll try to stay focused on evolution, you know, because I think we're all pretty innovative, you know, staying on top of the trends and things like that. But it's important to evolve and stay in front of those trends.
And maybe one of the things that he could also at some time get into, and I think he did a little bit, Paul Catalina was at the press conference, Mike McCarthy introduced his head coach of the Cowboys, is the year off that he had. And how much did that allow him to maybe see some of the other things that go on that, yeah, when he's playing somebody or about to play somebody, you get to scout them, you see the things that others are doing, but maybe taking a year off allowed him to go even watch some college programs, practices, games, NFL everywhere. Now, it's pretty obvious there's only a handful of teams in America, professional sports teams in America, that have such a name or logo or history or tradition, even with the Cowboys' tradition the last 24 years being, well, without any appearance in this championship game, the appeal of coming to Dallas was obvious.
Well, I mean, expectations, we'll get into that, obviously, once we get going. But, I mean, it's the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think you need to go further than that. You know, obviously the tradition and history here is so unique, and it's an iconic franchise. And, you know, the opportunity to really get in the room and talk football and structure, culture and all the things a part of, you know, what we feel like we need to do to win that Super Bowl. Really, when you think about expectation, the goal will never change here. You know, it's about winning championships, but the expectation is going to be trust in the process, and that process will be, you know, we'll get to work on that as soon as we can here. So, and it's already started. Frankly, with, you know, we're trying to put together a staff, and we don't, you know, have really anything to share today. But, you know, it's starting that process, and that'll be the expectation, to just trust that process. And that's something that we're going to have to build and work on every day.
Did you hear what Mike McCarthy, the new head coach of the Cowboys, just hammered at the end of that comment?
Process.
Trusting the process. The process has already begun. Trusting the process. The process. I remember there was a former head coach at Baylor that said that quite a bit. Some of you didn't want to buy into the process. And then some of you, well, you finally did when he started to win. And that process is still on the campus at Baylor inside that football program. That process. And you hear that word. And sometimes if you're not winning, it sounds stupid. And I remember early on when Baylor lost to Liberty and then UT San Antonio, which was just unforgivable at the time. And then 0-5 or whatever it was, and that you heard the process and players that wanted to be in the NFL, and you're like, stop. And yet it worked. And now Mike McCarthy hopes it works with Dallas and the Cowboys. Now, Jerry Jones, you know he was a part of this, baby, about he heard bells.
As I alluded to in the opening remarks, Mike is no stranger to anybody at any level of football, much less the NFL. And so to focus it down, narrow it down, there is, with his background, there's all kinds of resources and people that he knows and has known in a lot of ways and for a long time. All of that is in addition to anything that you might get from sitting down and visiting with Mike from that standpoint. That's certainly what happened. It was wonderful that Stephen had his relationship and respect that he had for Marvin Lewis relative to us being able to interview Marvin. Stephen had spent years, can speak for himself. And so when we had the opportunity to interview Marvin, it was great. When I had the opportunity knew that we were going to sit down, one of the biggest things that impressed me was I told Jason Garrett that I was going to be visiting with Mike. Before we had the visit, when Jason and I were talking, and I said, he said, you're not going to meet anybody any more special than Mike. I love his story. I love him. He's great. And so to give you an idea of a class act, that's it right there. In both cases. Again, my example there of being at the right spot at the right time when Troy Aikman was sitting there when we bought the franchise has really a real deep statement from me. I did hear bells. My sister explained to my dad one time when she was explaining why she wanted to divorce. And Dad loved her husband, and he said, what's gotten into you? And she said, I don't hear bells. He said, bells? Bells? I hadn't heard bells for the last 30 years. What's that got to do with it? Well, the bottom line is that's a dad trying to advise his daughter on the right move. The bottom line is I heard bells.
All right, that's Jerry going off on a little tangent, but obviously a light heart. Everyone's happy. Anytime you introduce a head football coach at any level, right? Like Carolina today, everyone's happy. Everyone's happy in Dallas. Everyone's happy because it's, you know, it's like National Signing Day. You never hear anyone go, my God, we suck today. We won't win for 5 years. We didn't sign a damn thing. All these guys we did sign, this is the only thing we had left. We are not going to be very good. No, everyone's happy. Now, the fans may not react to something. There's probably some disappointment. Not everybody in Charlotte or the Carolina Panthers fan base, not everybody is happy with Matt Rhule. And then again, most of them, it seemed like, based on the feedback, they are. But some wanted to know why, hey, what about Eric Bieniemy? Or what about not this or that? Not everybody is, but I say on the day you introduce your coaches, whatever, and of course Jerry and Steven can make it sound like, man, you just won the lottery. When we come back, Paul Catalina was there. He was at the Mike McCarthy press conference. We'll hear from him, and then we'll hear Ed Werder and our Matt Mosley had a chance to visit with Cowboys Vice President Steven Jones. We'll have that next on ESPN Central Texas.
One size fits all. That may be all right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one-size-fits-all strategy. Ben Erlinson, your Edward Jones financial advisor, knows his most important goals are yours. That's why he takes time to understand your needs. Knowing you, that's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Ben Erlinson, 100 North 6th Street in Waco, 254-759-8533, Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Recently on You Make the Call.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to say, first of all, y'all, thank y'all for all the coverage y'all did there in New Orleans and everything else. It's a great job. I don't see how you could have done it any better. I'm always know everybody always kind of looks back and see maybe we could have done this or this, but I can't think of a thing. But I appreciate y'all doing that for everybody back here in Central Texas. But the main thing is my legacy deal for this team, heck, y'all, I mean, they're 2 years ahead of anything that I would have expected. I mean, I was hoping they'd be at this point where they're at right now, 2 years down the road. I mean, I thought maybe 7 wins, 8 wins would be really good. Anything above that was gravy on the steak. You know, so I mean, you know, their legacy is they're ahead of, they're way ahead of where they're at, and they're in a good place to, you know, maybe take another step. You know, even if they stay status quo, exactly what they did this year, that's still going to be a heck of a season, y'all.
You make the call on ESPN Central Texas.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long-distance meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
Hi, this is Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. When was the last time you experienced an adventure that took your breath away? Well, the time is now. Holland American Line and Alan Samuels House of Travel proudly present On Stage Alaska, an exhilarating live performance and stunning visual presentation. You'll discover all the great land has to offer. Towering mountains, ice age glaciers, abundant wildlife, dog sledding, gold panning, and so much more. All in the hands of Alaska's oldest and most respected cruise line company, Holland American Line. On Stage Alaska, here for a one-night presentation, Tuesday, January 14th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m., presentation at 6:30. Don't miss this refreshingly different travel show or the opportunity for all the special bonus travel benefits that we will offer. On Stage Alaska. Call Alan Samuels House of Travel today for any questions and to RSVP. 254-776-2560, and we hope to see you there.
In Texas, there's pea-sized hail and baseball-sized hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to insure your home for Texas-sized weather. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas.
All right, if you've missed the first couple of hours of the show, well, that hurts my feelings. Paul Catalina was in Frisco at the Star. We'll hear from him in a minute. And how about Matt Mosley and Ed Werder teaming up to get Stephen Jones, the vice president, right after the press conference, and then everybody else realized that Stephen Jones was available, and they all kind of jumped in. Thanks to Sam Tecklenburg today, former Baylor offensive lineman, Bryce Cherry, Waco Trib. Thanks to, we had Matt Rhule today. Yes, the day he's introduced as the head coach at Carolina. We've heard from Mike McCarthy, Cowboys head coach. Frank Sandoval Mejia, coach now on his way to West Mesquite. A lot of what he talked about taking jobs and moving on, and then his thoughts about Joey McGuire, possibly in the mix, of course, as the next head coach at Baylor. I think it would be great if Baylor football could find somebody. And I do think that if – I don't know who it's going to be, and I know that there's two or three guys on staff that would like to be the next head coach. You hear a lot about Joey McGuire, but Jeff Nixon, among others, are going to be a part of at least in, put their hat – you know, throw their hat in the ring. Now, mention Jake Fromm of Georgia turned pro, quarterback who was really good in that game, or especially in the first half against Baylor. Let's see here. Who else did we have? Oh, we're going to hear from Kim Mulkey at some point. They got the great shootout tomorrow, showdown tomorrow with top-ranked UConn up in Stores. And Baylor not quite yet where they need to be because of Lauren Cox and her fitness or her shape. You know, she's kind of a little bit sluggish, as you can imagine, after not playing for quite some time. Now, call Mosley. Call Matt immediately. And we'll get him on, and then we'll pitch. That'll be a perfect setup, and then maybe get Paul on a little bit. Yeah, you heard trusting the process, and it wasn't just Matt Rhule. It was Mike McCarthy right now on SportsCenter. There's Matt after his introduction with the Carolina Panthers. And also we heard from Scott Drew, the head coach at Baylor, after the huge win up in Lubbock against Texas Tech. All right? There was one more thing I was going to bring up. One more. Where did it go? Oh, earlier today, I went to Stonewood Dental. For about the last 2 months, I've had, text him real quick. About the last 2 months, I've had kind of a what seemed like a hook or something in the back, next to the back, last lower level molar. Like it was cracked or it was... Like, you know, and every time I chew a lot of gum, and every time I was chewing gum, something would, like, a piece of gum would get kind of caught up in this thing. It's like a coat hanger or something. Like, what the hell? And this went on for a long time. Never said anything about it. Never told Steve Childress, Dr. Childress at Stonewood Dental, because I was like, he's busy. I'm busy. Football season, we're busy. And football season's winding down. And finally, I got to the point where it just was hurting enough to where it, you know, I start, my gum was starting to kind of be irritated, and then I just couldn't eat anything without it getting stuck. I went over there this morning to see Dr. Steve Childress and his staff. I got to tell you, man, he's the only person I know that could stick a needle in your mouth and you don't feel it. You know, he used to be like in the war zone as a dentist with military. So, you know, getting me and my little babiness, he handled me. I'm just like, it's like in just a matter of like from this morning after the last 2 months to right now, I didn't even realize that he had done my, it was kind of like, man, you don't realize how sometimes sore you are or sometimes how annoying something might be until you get it fixed. And I just thank you to Steve Childress, Dr. Steve Childress at Stonewood Dental. They do a great job. Matt Mosley. Our Matt Mosley on between 10 and 12 on ESPN Central Texas at the Mike McCarthy press conference. Paul was there as well. We've heard quite a bit of what McCarthy said. We even carried part of it on and off early in the first hour. Matt, your thoughts? Did Mike McCarthy like ace the press conference like most everyone does when they have one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Smokey. It's hard to ever – I don't remember anybody just failing a news conference. I can even remember us being pretty impressed with Kevin Still at a news conference many, many years ago early in my time at the morning news. But he did fine. You know, it's funny when Jerry's up there, you know, Jerry takes up a lot of the airspace and all that kind of stuff. But he was funny, kind of had a couple of quips. You know, he's not ever going to just light up a room kind of deal, but he did kind of deadpan a few things and was funny when, of course, asked, you know, count on our buddy Joe Trahan from WFAA TV to ask about the Dez catch. He had some funny things to say there. This guy's going to be way probably more, I, coach to follow. You know, I had to follow a legend in radio in Dallas. I mean, that's not easy to step into a legend's shoes and all that kind of stuff. Garrett is a great head coach to follow because even if you just kind of sit up there and you're somewhat show just a little bit of life and everything, people will lap it up. And I thought McCarthy did just fine, made all his points. And then, of course, moving forward, we'll get to know more about the staff. And I think people kind of wanted to hear about that. But today was about him and his family and getting back into football. And I think he just reminded us, hey, this guy's a pretty good coach from the Packers. I mean, he had a good run there. And it's easy to forget all that. But he looked good, looked ready to roll. I thought looked refreshed. And I think he's going to, you know, he looked the part to me, Smokey.
Do you think that the year off was a benefit to him?
I do. And you know, some of us have a year off and we don't really want it in life. But I think it can always be helpful and be a reflective time. And if anything, it just sort of made him hungry. You know, Andy Reid jumped right back into it with the Chiefs. And he's done great. He's done a good job there. But I think McCarthy, you know, had that year, and he holed up. He did a lot of football. He also did a lot of stuff. He's got a young family. So I think he really used it to his advantage. And I just think Phil's, you know, I think he made the statement with the NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, you know, our family needs football. We need that. We crave that. That doesn't mean he didn't have a good time and do some fun things with his young daughters and his family, but if anything, you know, it gave him more of a burning desire. And then, you know, we'll get to see what all this analytics stuff is about that he apparently has been talking about. I thought it was a funny moment, David, when today, you know, somebody said, well, yeah, I think it was Werner, we heard you watch every clip of the 2019 Cowboys, and he kind of said, well, I told Jerry that. I really can't say I've seen every play, but you got to do what you got to do. I thought that was a funny, honest, good moment for him, and I feel like he did a great job. And you'd be pretty impressed, Smokey. I was out there. I got there. I know this will shock you. About 2 minutes late, and boy, they were not going to let me in there. And I was able to infiltrate the spot back there. And then by the time it was over, I had worked my way up to the very front. So I thought you'd be impressed with the tenacity I showed in that moment.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You've always been a fighter. I mean, my God, if I want to go into a back alley, I take either you or Charlie Brewer, and I'll be just fine. Matt, one more thing, and then Paul's on hold. We'll go to him as well. We're gonna hear the audio that you have, you and Werner, with Stephen Jones in a moment. One more thing. He's putting together the staff. Is there a sign based on who he's putting together with his staff? I know Kellen Moore is going to remain on, but there's some names that have been kind of hanging on, former Cowboys-type lineage. Is it a good sign that some of that is being taken away from Jerry and his, you know, love of everything Cowboys, and that McCarthy's starting to piece this thing together with what appears to be most of what he wants?
Great sign. Garrett had to be somewhere today either laughing or crying, because think about that. A lot of his staff was put together for him. I mean, he was not going out and hiring a lot of these people. And the Kellen Moore, I mean, he wasn't dying for Kellen Moore to call plays. He wanted to call plays. You and I knew that just from knowing what our gut told us on that. And it turned out to be true. And Jerry said, no, let's see how Kellen does. Well, you know what's going to happen. Mike McCarthy's going to call plays. Kellen may stick around as the OC in title only, but it's more like a walk-around OC, as we like to call it. And, boy, this is an adult coaching staff on defense. Mike Nolan, defensive coordinator. Tom Sula, a guy. Both those guys have been head coaches in the league. Tom Sula, not a good head coach, but he is a really good defensive line coach. Nolan is a great linebackers coach, who will call the defense, and he'll be the defense coordinator. I'll be anxious to kind of see what they do with the rest of it. But there was nobody telling him, hey, why don't you keep Chris, you know, why don't you keep Rashard? Why don't you keep this guy? No, I think he's only keeping a couple pull these guys because he's fine with it.
Yeah.
You know, he's okay with it. But he was given, he sort of seems like he's been given the keys to this, to a, as much as you can with Jerry involved. But I think it's a very big positive for Cowboys fans that most of all these guys are true McCarthy-type guys.
Matt, great stuff. We'll have the Stephen Jones interview, you and Mortar, and then all the pack of wolves that have surrounded you after you started. We'll have that in just a moment. Thanks for sending that. Thanks for jumping on with us and also being at the press conference. Matt Mosley, the relentless Matt Mosley. 2 minutes late, that means for him he was early. We're now joined by Paul Catalina with our staff. He was at the Mike McCarthy press conference. Paul, your thoughts about not so much whether I asked Matt if he had a good press conference, kind of what I said. Every coach today introduced, whether it was Rule or McCarthy, everybody's happy. Not everybody, but it's like National Signing Day. Everybody's happy. Your thoughts about McCarthy today and what he did with the press conference?
Oh, well, he showed some personality, which I was kind of surprised with. I never really read that on him in Green Bay. Of course, it wasn't like I was watching him all the time. The bigger thing, I think, was Jerry Jones spent a good chunk of the press conference trying to rewrite the narrative about some of the beliefs of him from the public. The first of which is he wants all the credit. He mentioned that a couple times. Like, this is a we thing. He said that a couple of times. In fact, kind of breaking in, answering a question after Mike McCarthy had answered a question about that. And then when Jack Taylor asked a question about the staff and if he was able to put together his own staff, Jerry said that he's always wanted the coach to put together their own staff, which, based on what you and Matt were just talking about, really confused me because I'm like, does he? Or was that, you know, is that something he's always given the coach? And then Jason Garrett said, no, you guys do whatever you want. Let's get whoever in here. So that was the big thing I noticed to me, was Jerry trying to rewrite what the narrative about him has been.
All right, so I just asked Mosley about the staff. He's putting together his staff. There's some names, from fresh names, and I think that's very important, no question about it. Your thoughts about, I like what he said. First of all, you have to be an idiot not to say that you want to feed the ball to Zeke Elliott. You and I talked about this many times. Even if they fell behind, I still think in the NFL you can continue to run the football. Look what Tennessee did with Derrick Henry, even in the game this past weekend. Yeah, you want to use him as a finisher, but you could also still use great running backs to get yourself back in the game. Well, that was the obvious thing you would hear McCarthy say, but I actually think he means it.
I do, too. I think there was this perception, it's like, well, he throws the ball all the time. Well, no. He had Aaron Rodgers, who was, you know, very, you know, everybody knows what happened there. They weren't seeing eye to eye. Who knows how many runs Aaron Rodgers checked out of, or if Mike McCarthy just got to a point with, like, listen, number 12 wants to throw it all the time, so that's the play he's going to call, because that's, I mean, it's going to get changed anyway. I might as well try to get on the same page. So, yeah, I mean, that's why he didn't run the ball and maybe underutilize his running backs there. They haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher in Green Bay since Eddie Lacy in 2014. So, but he's also not stupid. I mean, he's walking into a team where he's got a running back that's one of the best in the league. He's not going to just go, well, this is what we do now. Sorry about what you've built your team around. No, he's stepping in to use the weapons he has. Now, he'll build a system, you know, that's his system, but he's not going to, you know, just ignore Zeke because when he was in Green Bay, they chucked it all over the yard all the time.
Paul Catalina, anything else that he said other than the meat and the potatoes? Was there anything else that he mentioned that maybe caught your attention?
The focus, and of course being asked, but the way he talked about getting deep into analytics, which is just something that the Cowboys were paying for. They're paying for all these analytical numbers and all these different things for Jason Garrett. And Jason Garrett's very old school and didn't use them. And Mike McCarthy spent this year learning about all these different things and analytics and diving deep into it and how he applies them and how he applies analytics to how they formulate the video staff. They'll have analytics on how they apply the analytics staff and analytics on, you know, how they do the call sheet, all these different things. So that to me is very interesting in that, you know, you spend a year, you know, doing what he did and really jumping into it and maybe reinventing at least part of yourself as a coach.
Paul Catalina, thank you, man. Appreciate the audio. Appreciate you being in Frisco with the Star. Cowboys have a new head coach. We knew that a couple of days ago today. Mike McCarthy was introduced. When we come back, that was Matt Mosley and Paul Catalina there in Frisco for the press conference. When we come back, Matt Mosley and Ed Werder from ESPN had a chance to get off to the side initially with Stephen Jones, vice president of the Cowboys, and that's next on ESPN Central Texas.
Hi, this is Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. When was the last time you experienced an adventure that took your breath away? Well, the time is now. Holland American Line and Alan Samuels House of Travel proudly present On Stage Alaska, an exhilarating live performance and stunning visual presentation. You'll discover all the great land has to offer. Towering mountains, ice age glaciers, abundant wildlife, dog sledding, gold panning, and so much more. All in the hands of Alaska's oldest and most respected cruise line company, Holland American Line. On Stage Alaska, here for a one-night presentation, Tuesday, January 14th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m., presentation at 6:30. Don't miss this refreshingly different travel show or the opportunity for all the special bonus travel benefits that we will offer. On Stage Alaska. Call Alan Samuels House of Travel today for any questions and to RSVP. 254-776-2560, and we hope to see you there.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
If you have a business and you have a fleet of trucks and you need to spice them up, you need to get some accessories on those pickup trucks for your business. Ladder racks and heavy steel toolboxes, goosenecks, safety lights, backup alarms, seat covers, bumpers, grill guards, winches, and experienced techs to make sure the installation is flawless. And at Pickup Outfitters at 220 Lake Air Drive, createacommotion.com, the quality techs stand behind their famous lifetime installation guarantee and free warranty assistance. Call them and ask about setting up a commercial account. Get your work truck ready, loaded, and available from Pickup Outfitters. Jay Arrett, the owner. Remember, you can always find the best when it comes to truck, SUV, and minivan accessories. Pickup Outfitters, createacommotion.com at 220 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Genco Federal Credit Union is your first step toward an affordable home loan. Whether you're purchasing a new home or just refinancing your current loan, applying online is really easy. Go to GencoFCU.org. Shopping for a new home? Love it, buy it, and enjoy it. Already own your home? Update it and enjoy it even more. Let Genco Federal Credit Union be your home mortgage lender. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
My money, my future, my credit union, Genco.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Save big bucks on storage sheds and lawn furniture right now at Lone Star Structures. Learn more at LoneStarStructures.com. Mejia head football coach Frank Sandoval is on the move. As Matt Stepp reports, he'll be named the next head coach at West Mesquite pending school board approval. The Cowboys officially introduced new head coach Mike McCarthy at a press conference earlier today in Frisco, who said he was honored to be the steward of this iconic franchise, while former Baylor head coach Matt Rhule was officially introduced as the Panthers' new head coach today in Carolina. As Tom Herman continues to remake his staff at Texas, safeties coach Craig Kniver is not expected to return, while former defensive coordinator Todd Orlando has now been named the new assistant head coach and linebackers coach at Texas Tech. Tonight in the NBA, Spurs are at the Celtics beginning at 6. Mavs host the Nuggets at 6:30. Dallas is expected to be without big man Kristaps Porzingis for a fifth straight game. Rockets take on the Hawks in Atlanta also at 6:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right. Start to finish, I thought yesterday was kind of a whirlwind when we had Mac Rhodes and Matt Rhule on, among others. But today, I feel pretty good so far. That doesn't mean you have liked every segment, but that's okay. We try to go to work every day, you know, coaching cliche, chop wood, process. But today's turned out to be pretty good. We're not done yet. Scott Drew on earlier. We heard from Matt Rhule in Carolina. Mike McCarthy, Paul Catalina, Matt Mosley, Mosley will be pissed because I used his name second. Frank Sandoval going to West Mesquite. And in a lot of what we discussed, he was coached under Joey McGuire. And he just, like, you talk about a guy that could be Joey McGuire's campaign manager at Baylor. A couple of notes, a couple of basketball writers. Matt Norlander and Jeff Goodman are going to join us, I believe, one tomorrow, one Friday on Baylor at Kansas Saturday in their huge win in Lubbock last night against a team that was in the championship game. And Chris Beard, I have great respect for him as well. Scott Drew is team number four in the country. As I said earlier, when Baylor moved to number four, the first thing I did was look at who they're playing next. Oh, damn, they're in Lubbock. That's not going to last. And they went up and won. And then only that, I said, it's in Lubbock and they go to Kansas. Oh, my God, they'll be number 13 by next week. But, heck, you won't drop much if you even lost both of those games and they beat Texas Tech last night. All right, so Matt Mosley, who I don't know what he did. He may have gotten his credential revoked at Dallas. That's not the first time, if you have any inside stories on our backstories. But he was able to. He and Ed Werder. Mosley gets a lot of things because of Werder. Ed being an ESPN guy, I'd love just saying what I just said. I love what I just said.
Think you got under?
And Matt Mosley gets a lot of things because of Ed Werder. That will get under his skin a little bit. I'll get needled tomorrow. He had a chance, he and Ed Werder had a chance to, off to the side, speak with Cowboys Vice President Stephen Jones.
Jerry seemed quite impressed with Mike.
He was. I mean, there's nothing not to be impressed about Mike. Yeah. You know, people say they've never won in two spots. Most of the time, guys, after they win some Super Bowls, either retire or they're done. Yeah. So they. So anyway, I think we've gotten very fortunate here. You know, the hardest thing about when coaching jobs come available is just having good coaches who are available. And that's rare. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we love continuity and don't like to change out. You know, most of the time, good coaches are under contract.
That's where the Aikman comparison comes.
Yeah. You know, it's just fortunate.
There were rumors along the way that maybe you had visited with a college coach or two. From a due diligence standpoint, did you at least kind of explore that, or did it never even really get to that point?
I mean, we do a lot of exploring, Jerry and I do, on our own, and we actually, you know, had phone calls with coaches, you know, on phones and, you know, and talked about a lot of different situations. Mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, what we're willing to really talk about is just our formal interviews. But, you know, there's a lot of diligence done on this, and there was a lot of considering a lot of different things.
Does the fact that you wanted
a lot of different, you know, a lot of different avenues.
Does the fact that you wanted a proven head coach, somebody with experience and a winner, indicate that you believe this team's ready to win right now?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously that factors into it. I think we've got a lot of players that are, you know, in their prime, going into their prime, you know, and then we've got a great group of players that are, you know, that are ready. And, you know, as you know, we're bullish about our roster. At the end of the day, I'll use an old Parcellism: you are what you are. So that right now we're an 8-8 football team. But we believe that, you know, we can improve and that we can take the next step. And, you know, I think we were pretty clear with that, you know, throughout the season that, you know, we wanted to take the next step. And so, unfortunately, we didn't. And but we do think we've got now the right guy. I mean, no one respects Jason, Coach Garrett, more than I do, and what he's brought to the table. But, you know, it was, unfortunately, it was just time to make that change.
What gives you hope that you can transition to a new style, new type of offense when you've done, you know, similar things for a long time?
You know, I don't think anything's guaranteed that we're transitioning into a new offense. I think we're, you know, as anything goes, just as we did from Scott to Kellen, as we did, you know, before Scott, you evolve. And you know, we did a lot of good things on offense this year, and but you know, we weren't good enough to get in the playoffs and make a run. So, you know, there's some things we need to be better at, and I think Mike's going to be great at you know, helping this thing you know, evolve into hopefully something even better.
In the past, there's always been this split between the West Coast offense and the timing offense, but you feel, over time, those two have kind of come closer together, and they're
I didn't mean to cut you off, David. Sorry. No. You know, it's called evolution. I just think you're seeing offenses that are taking parts of college games and RPOs and, You know, you're seeing the more athletic quarterbacks. You're seeing all these things evolve. And I think to, you know, say that, you know, this will not be a sea change in terms of our offense, I don't think. You know, Mike will speak to all that. And, you know, that's obviously part of why we hired him. He's one of the great offensive X and O guys in the game. And certainly created a lot of offense up there in Green Bay with, you know, with Brett Favre and, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and what they were able to accomplish is special. I think he's, you know, right up there with right behind Belichick in terms of, you know, the most playoff wins and the success that he's had. So, you know, we feel comfortable, you know giving him the keys and let's see where we go.
Stephen, get a little bit of clarity. Why two meetings with Jason Garrett and allowing him to continue the exit interviews? Did you have another coach in mind? When did you make contact with Mike? I'm just looking for some clarity in the timeline.
There's really no clarity for Jason. We had communication with Jason every step of the way, and we wanted to be very respectful, and, you know, pretty much all of our action was in line with what Jason wanted, and we had nothing but the utmost respect for him, and we used his timeline, and he understood that we were having, having to do our job too, and, you know, he knew exactly what we were doing, as a matter of fact.
Was there ever a possibility that he could stay here? In other words, you guys said, let's go through the exhaustive search, and
he knew we were moving down the road with other coaches.
Stephen, what do you think Mike brings in terms of toughness and accountability?
I think all of the above. I mean, I don't think you create a championship-caliber football team that went to playoffs year in and year out and went to championship games and ultimately won a Super Bowl if you don't adhere to those type of concepts, whether it's accountability, whether it's commanding a room, whether it's discipline, whether it's culture. I think he's proven he can do it and do it real well and sustain it for a long period of time.
What was the moment like for you, Stephen, when that Mike and Jerry talked about it, that it finally just became obvious to both of them that this is where it was going to go? What was that moment like?
I think it evolved over the course of 12 hours. I mean, we rolled in there about 1 o'clock, and I think we finished up about 1 o'clock when we were shaking hands and getting everything done. But I don't think there was ever just this aha moment. I will say this, when we walked in the room right away, we were very impressed. Neither Jerry nor I had ever spent a lot of time other than just a casual hello. Meeting him, but obviously knew of him from him standing up in meetings, but at owners' meetings. And, of course, we had a lot of mutual friends, coaches, personnel people in the football business that were, you know, had nothing but, A-plus things to say about Mike. And, of course, we had done a ton of diligence on both Marvin and him. But I had a really, really, really good relationship with Marvin and had been very impressed with my time with him on the competition committee. And Jerry and I talked about it. He wanted to get to know Marvin even better and really felt like he, you know, fit that bill of a head coach who's had success and, you know, had the experience. But it just evolved over the course, over the course of the day. And, you know, you could feel that there was a good chemistry there and, everything seemed to, as we rolled through everything, you know, most of these coaches have a way they want to go through it. And then you can imagine the questions, especially from Jerry. And sometimes I feel like they're interviewing Jerry, too. He'll take up some hours in terms of his stories and how he thinks and that type of thing. But that's important, too, that Mike gets to know what we're about. What Jerry's about, what we're about as an organization. As Mike said, he spent a lot of time with my brother and Will and Todd, and they were answering questions for him in terms of how we operate as an organization, and, you know, things just kept seeming to, be the right fit.
Going into the interview offseason for you guys with free agent decisions, how soon now do you get going with that since the coaching decision is made? And how much is Mike a part of that now with the decisions you have to make?
Just like Bill Parcells or any other head coach, he'll be very involved. As a matter of fact, I want to put words in his mouth. He said, it sounds like I'm going to have a bigger voice than I had in Green Bay in terms of, how we go about building consensus. But obviously, he's not going to talk about staff today, but we've been working on the staff for days now, and he's rolling up his sleeves right away. He went right home to get packed up, and he's coming back boots on the ground ready to go to work, and
you know, as you know, Will McClay's doing his job, going full speed ahead in terms of personnel. And, of course, we have to be looking at our own players versus, you know, free agents. And as we all know, we've got a couple of contracts out here that are very important that we continue to work to get done. And so it's, you know, it's the NFL. There's no off season. So everybody be full speed ahead in terms of getting this team ready.
The fact that you identified some experienced coaches, former head coaches, you know, it looks like it's going to be a veteran staff, the guys he's bringing in. You guys are rounding up to come in with him.
Well, Mike's just, you know, he's a great football coach. He's a football coach. He's a great football coach. He's been around great football people his whole career. And then, of course, you know, as he did last year, he sat for a year and really contemplated what he wanted in a staff and who he'd want to be a part of it. And I think we're going to be very pleased with everybody be real pleased with the staff that he puts together. I think it's going to be a great group of coaches, still work to do. And certainly, you know, Mike will make great choices there, and he's ready to share the directions we're headed. And you know, I know he'll be in front of you guys to share that.
All right, thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. That's Stephen Jones. Our Matt Mosley was there. Paul, of course, at the press conference. They're both on their way home. And also Ed Werder among that time with Stephen Jones as well. 5:36. The Baylor men's basketball team winning last night in Lubbock. We heard from head coach Scott Drew. The women have a battle in UConn, at UConn. That's tomorrow night. A couple of notes from Kim Mulkey from this morning before the team left for Connecticut. That's next on ESPN Central Texas.
It's time now for the Baylor Sports Beat on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas. Now, here's the voice of the Bears.
Hi, everybody. It's time for a check of Baylor Athletics on the midweek Baylor Sports Beat. Coming up, Baylor basketball, number 4 in the nation, knocks off a top 25 opponent on the road in Lubbock. Details straight ahead on today's Baylor Sports Beat.
There's only one Motor Trend Truck of the Year. It's Ram from Alan Samuels. Ram, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year for 2019 and 2020. Now, kick off the new year with remarkable savings on new Rams during the Alan Samuels Start Something New sales event. This special 2020 New Year's event is underway right now, and you can save thousands on new Rams. Ram, for your family, farm, or business, at Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. This is Josh Satterfield, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and I can help. Please call me at 254-420-2145, or you can visit me at 2410 Wycon Drive, Suite 202 in Waco. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Whatever you're into, the 2020 Toyota RAV4 is the perfect vehicle to get you there. Into hiking?
Actually, I am.
How about horseback riding?
Yeah.
How about competitive yodeling?
Yes.
The RAV4 will get you there. And you can use the hands-free liftgate to put that oversized yodeling trophy in the trunk. The versatile 2020 RAV4. Visit your local Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com to find a great deal on the new 2020 RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for future availability.
Now, here again is the voice, John Morris.
And back on today's Baylor Sports Beat, it was a knockdown, drag-out rock fight last night at United Supermarkets Arena in Lubbock. And the Bears prevailed over Texas Tech 57-52, the final. Baylor out-rebounded Tech in the process 44-25 to get the victory that moves them to 12-1 on the season, 2-0 in Big 12 conference play, and snaps the Red Raiders' 10-game conference winning streak going back to last season and a 15-game home court winning streak. After the game, head coach Scott Drew.
We were solid down the stretch from the standpoint we turned it over. There were some charging calls and other calls that we'll go back and look and see what happened. But we never lost our poise. And we never got rattled to where it led to where you get an inbound turnover and they get another quick bucket or something. So we really did a great job. And I thought, I mean, to win on the road, you're going to have to overcome a lot. And I thought really proud how the guys subbed in, subbed out, knew their roles. And then I thought defensively we kept them on the toes the last couple minutes, and that's only because our guys could execute to do that. So we knew it was going to be a rock fight. First one to 60, we knew definitely we'd probably win. But this came down to me. I thought the big thing was the offensive second chance points. We won by 5, and we out-rebounded them by 6, or second chance points out by 6. So at the end of the day, it's those little things that end up being the big difference. And I thought offensively we played a lot better second half than we did first half, but I thought first half we really guarded well. And when you play great defense, it allows you to stay in games and until the offense comes around.
Scott Drew, following last night's 57-52 win over the Texas Tech Red Raiders in Lubbock. Next up for the Bears, on the road at third-ranked Kansas this Saturday at noon. And the 6th-ranked Lady Bears in action tomorrow night on the road at top-ranked UConn. That's today's Baylor Sports Beat. I'm John Morris.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
All right, here we go. 541 ESPN Central Texas. David Smug, Garrett Ross, we're in studio. And, man, we've been everywhere the last couple of days, including Paul and Matt in Frisco at the Mike McCarthy press conference. So Baylor men win last night in Lubbock. The Matt Rhule story yesterday morning. And then tomorrow night, the Baylor women, defending national champions, will be at UConn. Today, Kim Mulkey met with the media earlier this morning at the Farrell Center, thanks to Kyle Robarts, by the way. And Kim was asked about whether or not this is a game, just the game itself, that polishes up the resume.
You always want to beat teams who maybe are ranked higher than you for hopes that maybe the committee will remember that and it'll give you some points in the RPI or whatever they look at. But you don't overemphasize it. I just can't overemphasize non-conference games when we're into January, because if you do, you're going to come back and lose games in conference that maybe you shouldn't lose because you get too high or you get too low. We just can't allow that to happen. We're going and we're going to give it our best shot. We're not polished yet, obviously, with Cox just getting back in the lineup. She's not polished yet, but I can tell you she's going to battle to the end.
Number two, last year Baylor, of course, beat UConn at home on their way to eventually winning the national championship. And how much did that win help them a year ago?
Maybe it gave us a gauge. Maybe it gave us just a good game, but it didn't get us a number one seed. It didn't lose us a number one seed. Had we lost, you know, Connecticut was still in the Final Four. We were in the Final Four. At the end of the day, it prepares you hopefully for the playoffs. That you've been in an atmosphere that made you really have to play 40 minutes of great basketball.
All right, now, earlier this year, Baylor's only loss, and of course they have dealt with the Lauren Cox injury throughout the last couple of months, and she's not nearly ready to be at the level of an All-American that she's been before, and it's going to affect this team a little bit, and maybe even tomorrow night. I honestly think tomorrow night they go into UConn and may get bumped by double digits, but I haven't really watched the women play much this year. This is when I start to watch, when they get into conference play. Obviously, I'd love for this game to have been at home because I love watching. There aren't many women's games that you sit there and go, man, I can't wait to watch that if you watch women's basketball. But this would be one, and I saw it last year, and they were impressive in the win against UConn, and Gino was great at the end of it as well. But they did play South Carolina, who they beat up twice last year, including in the regional final on the way to the Final Four and winning the title. How much did the game earlier this year in a neutral site in the loss to South Carolina prepare Baylor for UConn?
Just having been a program that's played big games, that's been in Final Fours, that's won national championships, those players that have experienced that know what the atmosphere will be like. They'll know how tough the opponent will be, and the young ones won't. I think the young ones will see it for the first time. And but really, when you think of young on our team, you think of one freshman, I would think that the two transfers have been in that scenario. One was at Louisville. They have a great program, and one was at South Carolina and Tennessee. So I don't think that the atmosphere or anything like that is going to be just eye-popping for anybody but maybe the freshmen.
All right, so Baylor and UConn tomorrow night, great game for women's basketball. I still think that that's going to be a tough matchup for Lady Bears. Even if they were last year's team, that would be a tough matchup playing on the road at UConn, but we'll see what happens. And again, you can just tell Lauren Cox is a shell of herself right now and has so much more work to do to be the player. In fact, they need her to be to make a run, to continue their great run in the Big 12, and then perhaps maybe by sometime in February, she'll be where she needs to be for the run into February and then the tournament in March. Coming up next, Days on Earth, 546 ESPN Central Texas.
This is Susan Kelly, and I want to congratulate Baylor's football team for its amazing performance this season. Since attending Baylor and later its law school, I've been dedicated to this community as a citizen and as a lawyer. If elected to the 19th District Court, I will continue this dedication, serving with honor and integrity. Early voting starts February 18th, and I ask for your vote. Happy New Year and justice for all.
This ad paid for by the Susan Kelly for District Judge campaign, Nancy Lacey, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. When was the last time you experienced an adventure that took your breath away? Well, the time is now. Holland American Line and Alan Samuels House of Travel proudly present On Stage Alaska, an exhilarating live performance and stunning visual presentation. You'll discover all the great land has to offer. Towering mountains, ice age glaciers, abundant wildlife, dog sledding, gold panning, and so much more. All in the hands of Alaska's oldest and most respected cruise line company. Holland American Line. On Stage Alaska, here for a one-night presentation Tuesday, January 14th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Doors will open at 6 p.m., presentation at 6:30. Don't miss this refreshingly different travel show or the opportunity for all the special bonus travel benefits that we will offer. On Stage Alaska. Call Alan Samuels House of Travel today for any questions and to RSVP. 254-776-2560, and we hope to see you there.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it. It's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com at UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760 and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
It's the Start Something New sales event going on now at Cameron Autoplex in Cameron, Texas. Start the new year out with a bang with 20% off MSRP on a Ram 1500 Lone Star Crew Cab. And when it comes to heavy-duty pickups, nobody has a better selection than Cameron Autoplex, like $8,000 off MSRP on a Ram 2500 Bighorn Mega Cab 4x4. Start something new this year in a new Ram pickup from Cameron Autoplex. So make that short drive and save a lot, because it's always cheaper in Cameron.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Save big bucks on storage sheds and lawn furniture right now at Lone Star Structures. Learn more at LoneStarStructures.com. Mahia head football coach Frank Sandoval is on the move as Matt Stepp reports he'll be named the next head coach at West Mesquite pending school board approval. The Cowboys officially introduced new head coach Mike McCarthy at a press conference earlier today in Frisco, who said he was honored to be the steward of this iconic franchise, while former Baylor head coach Matt Rhule was officially introduced as the Panthers' new head coach today in Carolina. As Tom Herman continues to remake his staff at Texas, safeties coach Craig Kniver is not expected to return, while former defensive coordinator Todd Orlando has now been named the new assistant head coach and linebackers coach at Texas Tech. Tonight in the NBA, Spurs are at the Celtics beginning at 6. Mavs host the Nuggets at 6:30. Dallas is expected to be without big man Kristaps Porzingis for a fifth straight game. Rockets take on the Hawks in Atlanta also at 6:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
got a text or a tweet from Scott. Something Baylor 1974, whatever. And he asked me about, did I ever, now looking back on it after 3 years with Matt Rhule, the interviews that I've had with him, and did I ever at any time, hindsight 2020, look back and realize that I might have been missiled or whatever by Matt Rhule's coach speak? And I just told Scott, that's insulting. Anyone who has ever listened to this show, ever, understands that if I ever felt that way, I would have said something, not just to the audience, but I would have said something to Matt Rhule. I felt like everything he ever said to me, I don't have to believe anything. But I always felt it was sincere. Does that mean he was always going to stay here for as long as Scott Drew and Kim Mulkey? Hell no. Or Grant Taft? No. Never thought that. I thought he was going to stay one more year. I don't care if he's gone. Good for him. 9 years or 8 years or 7 years and $70 million. Are you kidding me? And then the free autonomy of making decisions with people. An owner that's came in and blew his doors off just because he left. If tomorrow I leave, does that mean anything I ever said to you about Waco in the last 10 years is you could take it as, he didn't mean it? No. No. Just trying to, like, people always have to find something to kind of, like, just, you bitter? God. He just saved the football program and put it in a position now with whatever they do, whatever Mac Rhodes does, whoever stays and goes, is in really good shape. Does that mean they'll go 11-3 or better? No. Not at all. How can you be bitter? He's leaving. He just completely changed everything people think about with Baylor football.
I mean, you got to respect it. I think he did a hell of a job, and I'd be appreciative if I was a Baylor fan.
Yeah, no. All right, Aaron Rodgers. You always hear about he and Mike McCarthy had a bad relationship, and Aaron Rodgers today saying that we've had a lot of success down there, the Packers, when McCarthy was there, and I think that was probably one of the reasons we won Super Bowls down there, won in Arlington. We won some big games down there over the years, so I'm not surprised Jerry had an infatuation with Mike because we've had some really good performances. I thought maybe he would go somewhere else. We had GM responsibilities or opportunities, but I'm happy for him. I sent him a text. He sent me a text back.
Nice.
I'm sure there were disagreements, but I don't, you know, time away can heal. And that doesn't sound like two people that hated each other, even though you had reports that Rodgers just did not respect Mike McCarthy. All right, days on earth. And let's start with those who passed away on this date. Marco
Polo,
1324, the explorer, died at the age of 69 in 1324. Galileo, the astronomer, the physicist and engineer, called the father of science, died at 77 in 1642. Eli Whitney, American inventor, the cotton gin, had prostate cancer, died at 59 in 1825. And Robert Baden Powell, British founder for the Boy Scouts movement, dies at 83 in 1941. Those who were born today, Elvis Presley in 1935, he was kind of big. Bob Eubanks, television personality in 1938. Stephen Hawking, English physicist in 1942, black holes and baby universes. David Bowie in 1947, English singer-songwriter, passed away 3 years ago. Dwight Clark, the catch in 81 that beat the Cowboys, started their run of the dynasty under Bill Walsh. 1967, R. Kelly, R.B., singer-songwriter, was born on this date. Isn't he always in trouble now?
Yeah, he's a pedophile. He's not a good dude at all.
Kim Jong-un, supreme leader of North Korea, since 2011, was born on this date, 1983.
I didn't realize he was that young.
Who?
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah. All right, on this date, the days in history, George Washington delivers the first ever State of the Union in 1790. U.S. national debt is $0. In 1835, it was the first and the only time this ever happened.
That's pretty sad.
1867, African-American men granted the right to vote in D.C. despite President Andrew Johnson's veto. Crazy Horse and the Warriors fight their last battle. I like that song in the background. With U.S. Cavalry at Wolf Mountain in Montana in 1877. Mississippi becomes the first state to ratify the 18th Amendment authorizing the prohibition of alcohol in 1918. First all-female U.S. Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, appointed in Texas in 1925. 1945, Kentucky, the men's basketball team, held Arkansas State to 6 points, an NCAA record. Furman in 1955 sets an NCAA basketball single-game scoring record. How about that? 10 years later, 154 points. Georgia Tech ends Kentucky's 130-game home basketball winning streak in 1955. Golfer Jack Nicklaus, 21-year-old, makes his professional debut, tied for 50 at the LA Open in 1962. 1972, the NCAA announces that freshmen can play on the team starting in the fall.
That was a game changer, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Sure was. In 1978, Harvey Milk becomes the first openly gay person elected to public office, and of course in California. 1980, NCAA decides to sponsor women's basketball championships in five sports. In 1993, NBC offers The Tonight Show to David Letterman. Mike Schmidt on this date, 1995, elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame. Unabomber, suspect, asked to act as his own attorney, his own lawyer, in 1998. Is it Ted Kaczynski?
Yeah.
In 2008, my favorite NFL coach of all time, Joe Gibbs, retires for the second time, had a great run the first time with the Redskins, won three Super Bowls, had a couple of decent years when he came back, beat Parcells 1 year to win the division in the last game. He retired in 2008. Steve Nash in 2013, his 10,000th career assist against the Rockets. Drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman recaptured six months after he escaped from prison. All right, thanks to Sam Tecklenburg. Thanks to Matt Rhule. Thanks to Bryce Cherry, Kim Mulkey, Scott Drew, Mike McCarthy, Frank Sandoval. Thanks as well to Matt Mosley and Paul Catalina. Back at it tomorrow with John Morris at 9, Matt at 10, Craig and Q at 12, and Paul back with me tomorrow at 3. For Garrett Ross, I'm David Smoke. Thank you for listening, and good night.